I think it's going to be one of the boys. I think it could be Aston. Could be Aston. Could be Joe. Could be Joe. We'll watch that journey. It's definitely not Reverend Richard Coles, but there we are. Absolute pleasure to talk to you, Caroline Frost. Thank you very much indeed. She's an entertainment showbiz writer. Talking of showbiz.
Yeah.
John Holmes is here.
That's right. Hi.
Mr. Showbiz.
That's what they call me.
Why aren't you wearing sequins?
I am underneath. I've glued them to my own flesh.
Well, we see, now we've all got to have that image.
Yes, you have.
What's happening on your
I'm going to be kneeling out of disrespect for more or less everything. I'm going to kneel for the whole show in order to show disrespect for everything that's ever happened.
I think that's the best way.
I think it is.
To be fair,
plus my back
us,
hurts and it'll probably help it a bit.
Most of us thought you had been kneeling all this time.
Good. That's very, very, very that's heightist. So, you know, I'm going to report you to... Have we got an HR department? I don't think they're probably
in the pub like the rest of the management.
They are. All little drunk in Brighton.
Yeah, as far as we can tell.
There's no one answering any messages. They are literally all drunk in Brighton because of the conference. Yeah. So we're going to be doing a bit of Labour conference. We're going to be doing some kneeling, and Marcus Brigstocke, the comedian, is coming in as well.
Excellent. That's going to be a top show, as always, from 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio with John Holmes. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair-raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
I'm a dead man, I'm a dead man!
Tim, Winston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated home plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with
bigger voiceovers
or bigger sound effects.
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking. Because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every VLUX white-painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at VLUX.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock, it's Monday. Sorry about that. I'm John Holmes. Also sorry about that. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour to MPFI deals. People arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. And do you spend more time on the loo than exercising?
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor has promised to end the private finance initiative if Labour gets into power. The scheme sees private firms complete and manage public projects. John McDonnell has told his party conference it's a scandal how much money gets paid out.
Over the next few decades, nearly £200 billion is scheduled to be paid out of public sector budgets in PFI deals. In the NHS alone, £830 million in pre-tax profits
have been made over the last 6 years.
A 16-year-old schoolgirl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. This after a welfare officer was stabbed at a secondary in Lincolnshire. Talk Radio's Toby Gillies has more.
Police say the 61-year-old woman was attacked at Winterton Community Academy just before 9 o'clock this morning. She's being treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. It reportedly happened in a school office while other children were in classrooms. The head teacher says he wants to reassure parents what happened was an isolated incident.
The chief executive of Uber has issued an apology for mistakes which led to it being stripped of its licence to operate in London. He's admitted the taxi hailing firm got things wrong in an open letter and says they'll launch an appeal against the decision. A 20-year-old man has been arrested in Cardiff in connection with the Parsons Green tube bomb attack. He's the seventh person to be detained over the blast in West London. A man accused of being involved in the alleged kidnapping of a British model is fighting extradition to Italy. Chloe Ayling claims she was lured to Milan for a fake photo shoot in July before being held captive for almost a week. Italian police want to question Michael Herbert over it, who remains in custody here. And it's claimed British people spend twice as long on the toilet every week as they do exercising. A poll suggests that the average adult clocks up an average of 3 hours and 9 minutes on their loos every week, but spend just 90 minutes being active.
That's interesting. I'm going to add that up now, because that's a fascinating... I like these end of... You know, I like these stories that I know you put at the end of the news. What a statistic that is, that someone's actually researched that as well.
I think it's a really good, you know... How much time do you exercise? How much time do you spend on the loo?
Yeah.
I know that former footballer Joey Barton,
yes,
who works over on Talk Sport, yes, now, yes, he does like the breakfast show sometimes with Alan Brazil.
Yeah.
He spends more time on the loo than exercising these days.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently he likes to think and read on the loo.
Well, we all do, don't we, in a way? Is that a man thing, or do women do it too? Or, sorry, also non-specific genders do it as well, probably.
Just to personally speaking, I don't read on the toilet or look at my phone or anything like that. But sometimes, if I'm...
Do you get wistful?
I do think on the loo.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if there's a story and I'm like, oh, how shall I write that up or do this? Sometimes I pop to the loo, have a ponder.
There we... Now, look, you can guess this. In Victoria's Next Bulletin in half an hour, why don't you text in and guess which of her stories she's pondered on the loo? I'd like to think there was a more nuanced tone to them. So if you're able to tell which one's Victoria's... I'm going to call
Let's
it Victoria's Pooh's Headlines.
No, because I'm not necessarily doing that while I'm pondering.
Poondering.
I'm not.
As I'm calling it now. It takes longer, though, to have one of those, doesn't it?
Yeah, but...
Why is it...
In my job, I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
So, you know...
You're often going to the... That's fair enough. But is it... when you say on the toilet, you see, because men don't go on the toilet to have a number one.
Some do.
Why?
To be cleaner, or if they're lazy.
Right. How do you know this?
I just know.
Have you followed Joey Barton?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen him in real life.
Because I'm sitting down. I have, you know, it, sometimes in your first wee of the morning, a man will perhaps sit down for that due to just weariness.
Oh.
But not ordinarily, one would stand for a wee. So when you're saying on the loo, I'm just wondering, is it pooing or weeing? Or is it both?
Either.
So we should time... This is an interesting experiment. We should time this.
I think the study might suggest number twos more than...
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
But it is a relaxing process,
because some people
isn't it?
Milk it.
What would you want to do that for? I'd let it come out of its own accord.
I don't mean what you're referring to.
Oh.
But I know, for instance, one of my friend's boyfriends, he has like a massive stash of books and magazines by the toilet.
Right.
And you know that if he's gone in there, he'll be a good half an hour.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm with that. It's a little bit of peace and quiet. You can read a book, a magazine, or whatever. Choose wisely. I've been known, Victoria, obviously, you know, it was a little thing. I've been known to be desperate for going to the toilet, right?
Yeah.
But haven't gone because I haven't found the correct book I want to read.
Oh, my God.
So I have to browse before I go in, because you go, I've got to be in there, so I might as well take the right thing. I'm not alone in this. There are people listening to this going, yep, I've done that. I'm sure, this can't be just me. I admit that it's probably
I love the fact that your priority is the reading, not the bodily function.
Well, yeah.
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 Mm.
Yeah. But I think it's...
I don't like to be in there too long, because it's just festering.
It's not.
It's dirty.
It's relaxing.
Mm.
Anyway, let's agree to disagree.
Let's do the weather now.
And do the weather. It's the weather with Victoria. And imagine where she's been writing this.
Talk Radio, national weather.
What she could have been doing
at my desk.
Okay.
So, sunshine in the west.
That's dirty. You should go to the toilet.
No, actually, I've cleaned the desk, and I haven't done that at my desk.
What's the matter with you, Cornelius?
just walked in expecting the show to have started by now.
it's just part of the magic.
No.
So you shouldn't turn up so late. We're just talking about going to the toilet, Cornelius.
Oh, hurry up.
It's in the news.
Don't care.
You should have got in earlier today. It's your own fault. We can just walk into the door now.
I haven't just got in.
You just said you had.
Cornelius.
Into the studio. Yes.
Do you think you spend more time on the toilet than exercising?
I combine the two.
Oh, that sounds messy.
Messercising.
The weather, sunshine in the west, a bit cloudy and wet further east, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria there. And now here's...
Pete Abbott,
the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho will face no further action from the FA following his sending off against Southampton on Saturday. He was sent to the stands by referee Craig Pawson for encroaching on the pitch during stoppage time in his side's 1-0 win at St Mary's. Scotland have included uncapped defender Liam Cooper in their squad to face Slovakia and Slovenia in next month's World Cup qualifiers. Stoke midfielder Darren Fletcher returns after injury. Sheffield Wednesday striker Stephen Fletcher is also recalled. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he tried to sign Gareth Barry 8 years ago, but he joined Manchester City instead. The West Brom midfielder will break the Premier League's appearance record if he faces the North London club tonight. There have been several managerial casualties so far today. Gillingham have sacked Aidy Pennock as boss, with the team third bottom of League One. Oldham have sacked John Sheridan, and Ross County have sacked Jim McIntyre, with the club third bottom of the Scottish Premiership. And in cricket, Graham Onions will leave Durham at the end of the season after failing to agree terms on a new contract with the club. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Pat Abbott, for the sport there. And Victoria, what do you think over there in the corner?
Cornelius is chasing me with his dirty
phone. All right. Cornelius admitted that he read his phone in the toilet. And now,
yeah.
And now Victoria's run to the corner because she's frightened of it, in case it's got pooticles on it. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do a Monday.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Meter Cupboard at 49 Acacia Avenue. For years now, the Websters have been scrabbling around in the dark taking meter readings, trying to get Gaz and Lecky under control. Not anymore. They call their energy supplier to get a smart meter installed. From now on, they won't have to take a meter reading to get an accurate bill. Only your energy supplier can carry out your smart meter installation, so contact them today.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Afternoon, welcome. We've been talking about trialling police sharks in North Carolina. Before that, of course, there is the small matter of the news. The other day, a bunch of lads in a Robin Reliant were blasting out an old pensioner of any gender type.
And that seemed like quite a good...
Let's find out what he said.
Liverpool.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. The show is a hit, of course, across the entire Korean peninsula.
And a naughty pinch of Semtex.
Just like on Radio 2. You're DJing at her wedding, aren't you?
I am.
Victoria, though, will be back at 2 o'clock. And she'll have Asprod Harry. He loves Mike Parry. Et comment fait-il pour apprendre une langue? Igneous diabase rock in...
Bromley Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Happenimal News.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
well, hello and good afternoon to you then. Good afternoon to you, as on bended knee we now refuse to stand for this show's theme tune or menu music bed. Not because we don't respect it, because we do, but I'll be honest, because my shoulder hurts and so sort of standing up and down all the time isn't isn't really comfortable. Honestly, getting old, see. So in America, then, some multi-millionaire sportsmen who have achieved their dreams, worked hard, become rich and famous, are refusing to stand up during the national anthem, even though Donald Trump has asked them to, because their privileged position gives them the power to assume another privileged position, which is on the knee. A position that their privileged position has given them the privilege to adopt. Meanwhile, at the Labour conference in Brighton, Jeremy Corbyn and the party have refused to discuss Brexit. Seems this notion of the Labour Party have taken the knee, rather than debate the single most important issue facing the country that they would purport to one day be the leaders of. Jeremy Corbyn himself, of course, famously refused to join in with the national anthem, the English national anthem, should I say, at a Battle of Britain commemoration in 2015. Which gives him an affinity with the kneeling football players. And, of course, the leader... You're right, Cornelia.
Sorry.
The leader of the Labour Party used to be Neil Kinnock. Is that a coincidence? Is that a coincidence? Yes, it is a coincidence. Yeah, of course it is. As it goes, I think that the players in the NF League... actually, I just realised that. The NF League. It stands for National Football, but, of course, famously over here, NF was a national...
Racist,
isn't it? National Front. And that's awkward, really, given that the NF... And the... Yeah, this is about race.
Like the English Defence League.
Is it like a league? Yeah, that's not right, is it? They've got NFL, which sounds a bit like the National Front League, which is a racist... The NFL should change their name because of that. That's a bad connotation. Historically speaking, NF's got terrible racist association. And given what that protest is about, as I say, I think... probably should think about... I think they should play the whole game on their knees. That's what they should do.
that would be very
excellent, wouldn't it, though? Forget just doing it for the national anthem. I mean, shuffle about on the knees for the whole game. I mean, anyone can just kneel down for an anthem, can't they? To make a point, but to really hit it home, play the whole game, even from kickoff, on the knees. Kick off on kneeling knees. That'll send a message. Well, that's not a great acronym either, is it, actually? Kick off on kneeling knees. That's what's worse, if anything. I think they should keep NFL, it's better. Anyway, do you want to know what's coming up on the show today? I expect you do. Well, we will be bringing you today's big story very shortly, of course. There will be today's edition of Headline Hijack. Here's how it works. You make up a news story and then you send it to us. We then put it into Victoria's hands. She then crams it into her mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And in there, jumbled all around with the news. Hey, you never know your luck. You might even think about your news story on the toilet later. You might even get that treat. Send us your made-up news lie. Here it said as fact in the 2pm bulletin, as the nation is fed BS. To use another acronym. 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The lines are open for today's Headline Hijack. There to confuse those not paying attention to this bit of the programme. There's a diversity paper review. Of course there is. We'll be going through all the newspapers for you, all of the stuff that's trending today. But we'll be doing it with a different diversity as we do each day. Just to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We're doing our bit for diversity. Still no award for it, though. Rudd's in today, and Rudd is bisexual. He's part of that community. There's work experience punditry as well. Today, Ricky is in. He's going to be reviewing the television from the weekend for you. Our work experience, given real-world work experience. Again, we like to help. The big debate at 3. All of the news Represented in haikus. It's Japanese poetry meets current affairs. It's the only place you'll find it. Probably with good reason. The news brought down to its syllable basics. 5, 7, and 5. The news in haikus on the way. We'll take all of your reactions, please, this afternoon as well. If you've got a reaction lying around, an opinion about something, please, please feel free to get in touch with it. 87222 to text.
Start your message with the word talk.
At All Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can call us 03444, what is it? 03444.
I don't know, it's not my job.
499 1000. 03444991000.
That's it, yeah.
03444991000. There you go.
That's the number repeated quite a few times. That's not just one long number.
God, no, don't just type all that in. It's get unobtainable. Now, a small child will be here as well today, talking us through the news before playing a tune on a xylophone for you to identify. That's this week's edition of Toddler Pop. We'll be playing a game of band or NFL terminology later on the programme as well. And we bring you guest action comedian Marcus Brigstock will be joining us to flog something or other that he's doing. All on the way, of course. Ginger Dave not producing. Assistant producer Marta is
through the ventana.
That's Spanish for window. She's Spanish. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Hola. Hola. Hola. Hola. Hola. Emma's on the buttons. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Cornelius.
Good morning.
No, afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've only just arrived. It's morning to you. That's right. I am John Holmes. Welcome along to Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio. And to get us into today's big story, you know we have to start with some music. See if you can figure out from the clues, artist or title, what today's big story is from this. There's a big song today. We're running a bit late, so I haven't got time to play much of it.
We can't play it.
Can't play more, much of it. But as you know, the song we play at this point of the show always leads us to today's big story. You have to try and figure out how, though, from the clues. Now that's the Pet Shop Boys. And it's a sin. It's a sin. So, Cornelius, why would we be playing that? I can tell you that there are two reasons that we're playing this song to link to today's big story.
Is it something to do with Neil Tennant?
From the Pet Shop Boys.
From the Pet Shop Boys.
In a way, it is, yeah.
Because his first name is Neil.
Yes.
And that's what the NFL players have been doing.
Kneeling. That's right. And also, in American football, do you have a sin bin? Or have I made that up?
You do in sport.
Some sport.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But either way, and American football is a sport, isn't it? And
some of them
have a sin bin. And that's It's a Sin by the Pet Shop Boys, one of which is Neil Tennant. The NFL players refusing to kneel. Look. And that's how it links. It's a sin. So we're going to need a guest. We're going to be talking, of course, about the big story today. The NFL players, it's become hugely controversial. Donald Trump has done a swear word about it. As he alienates yet another section of American society. But should they be kneeling or should they not? Should they be politicising sport in that way? Much to talk about. We'll be doing that next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, save between £3,650 and £7,000 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. It's a great chance to upgrade to the Ford Sync system with voice control and emergency assistance, plus sensors that make parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £3,650 and £7,000 dependent on model, up to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and registered from 1st of September to the 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got an 1800 by 900mm sheet of 12.5mm standard board plasterboard for only £3.29 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Things are getting worse for the M62 near Milne Row and Rochdale. The westbound side now has two lanes out, junctions 21 to 20, following a fuel spill and a vehicle fire there. Queues are back to 22. West of Evesham in Worcestershire, the A44 through Fladbury is currently closed both ways following an accident there. No change as you try to leave Basildon on the South End Arterial Road. The London-bound carriageway is still closed because of an accident. And just outside of Bodmin in Cornwall, the Truro Road, the A389 is closed both ways after a serious accident there. I'm Joanna Adams.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Let's talk about today's big story. American football then. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, it's never been something I'm particularly interested in. Really, the best thing about NFL for me is the names, the invention that goes into those. The San Francisco 69ers, presumably a throwback to the free love swinging 60s of the hippie city. The Seattle Sea Cucumbers, the Detroit Spinners, the Chicago Pizzas. All brilliant, of course, despite me knowing who or what they are. But now NFL is touching down in mainstream British media as everybody is up in arms because many players are down of knee. It's a protest against police brutality and race issues in America. That's what they're saying. American football players refusing to stand for the US national anthem that's traditionally played at the start of each game. It's led to Donald Trump saying a rude word, and any player who refuses to respect the country should be fired. It's all carefully orchestrated to appeal to his power base, of course. He's arguing it's not about race, whereas the players are arguing the opposite. And it's all odd anyway, because bending the knee ordinarily is about showing respect
and sort of deference, isn't it? Hence, you do it in church or on Game of Thrones. But we're all encouraged to stand for national anthems, or in the case, obviously, of some black people, lie down on the floor while a policeman is beating you. That's one argument, certainly, and the argument that the NFL players have. But let's see if we can't pick our way through the politics of it all. Drew Lickerman, he's been on the show before. I'm going to call him a friend of the show now. Founder of Republicans Overseas Scotland. Hello, Drew. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us again. So what do we make of this then? It's made news over here, certainly, of course, which, you know, it's gone mainstream, this. Much to-ing and fro-ing on Twitter with rival hashtags. So are they right to be kneeling or are they wrong?
I think they're completely wrong to be kneeling. The best example, the best statement was from the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The entire team sat out the anthem. They didn't even come out to the field. But one player, a former Armor Ranger, Villanueva, came out, put his hand on the heart, and respected the national anthem. And afterwards, he said, I recognize there's injustice in the U.S. I recognize that there's problems in the U.S. And I'll stand with Colin Kaepernick any day. Hmm. But standing with Colin Kaepernick and standing against injustice doesn't mean disrespecting the flag. He said that when he served in Afghanistan, he saw many other Hispanic and black soldiers. And when they come home, if they're killed, they come home in a casket in red, white, and blue to the sound of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And turning your back and putting a knee on what the flag represents and what they represent is just flat-out disrespectful and counterintuitive to their cause.
We should mention Colin Kaepernick as well, of course. Now, he's sort of very much certainly the public face of this, because he's been protesting in this way for a while, hasn't he? And he's sort of become a little bit toxic in terms of he's not signed yet now because of the stand he took. Is that right?
So Colin Kaepernick was, I want to say, about 2 years ago, I think it was two seasons ago, in a preseason game, he sat on the bench during the national anthem, and that made waves and headlines. He was really the first to do that. And then he made waves again he was continuing to do it. And then during the season, he came out on the field wearing socks that had had pigs on it, dressed in police officer uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, as you rightly said, that, you know, what are we talking about? And is it wrong to do that? It's politicising sport. Because if you remember, we all probably remember back when after 9/11, when players started changing their numbers to say 9/11 on their shirts and so on and so forth. That was very much frowned upon by the NFL, wasn't it, because of the politics involved?
Yeah, so to me, it doesn't matter what the politics are. If it was right-wing, left-wing, no matter what it was, I think most Americans would agree with me. When I go to watch the football game on Sunday night, it's the last thing of your weekend. You waited all weekend for it. You got a few hours without sports or without politics, without work. You want to sit down. You want to have a beer. You want to have a hot dog or a hamburger, and you want to watch the game. But you don't want half the preseason or pregame talk is going to be all about, oh, who's standing for it, who's not standing for it.
Yeah.
And then the whole politics at the start of the game, it's pretty toxic. And the NFL has... In 2014, they did ban players wearing 9/11 references to 9/11 on their socks. And then after the Dallas massacre of five police officers, they banned Dallas from wearing special uniforms. And they fined players for dancing in the end zone. If you dance in the end zone after a touchdown, they could fine you $14,000, $15,000 for
right.
it.
What's this will all come down to money in the end, though, won't it? Because Trump obviously is appealing to his base here with his criticism of it and calling on to them to fire players. But the players are, of course, now standing mostly, you know, literally arm in arm. But they won't be fired because the players are the team and the team is where the money is. So there's no question of that happening, is it?
So I honestly believe it's not just his base. I really think there'd be a clear vast majority of Americans that are opposed to the protests. And yeah, the players are the money, but also they have to keep in mind the players are all millionaires, worth tens of millions of dollars. And well, how do they make the money? It's the fans that show up. And in particular, the NFL, even in terms of the United States, has more of I saw a chart yesterday. I don't know who made the chart or how scientific it was, but it seemed about right. That the NFL fans are more of the right-wing, right-leaning fans, whereas NBA are more left-leaning. NASCAR and NFL are traditionally, if you are a big fan of it, there's a higher chance that you're more supportive of conservatism or Republicanism.
So is it? So what? Why? You know, if they know that, and I think you're probably right. I mean, this is is Richard Petty, is he the head of NASCAR, or and he's come out and said about this that these players need to remember who and what got them into their privileged positions in the first place, which is the United States of America. And he's got a point there, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, I absolutely think he has a point. It's if you're worth $50 million and you're way and you want to protest injustice by putting your knee down for 45 seconds while they play the national anthem, that's the definition of privilege, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Drew, thanks for joining us. Founder of Republicans Overseas Scotland, they're bringing us an American take, you know, on that big American story that's hit the front pages over here now, of course, and I doubt it's going to be long before players over here in various games are doing something in solidarity for it, because, you know, that's how hashtags work.
We don't do the national anthem before football games, though.
No, for them. They'll all kneel down. That's what'll happen.
Yeah, but when?
Just in the middle.
Idiot.
Just in the middle of it all. You watch. Anyway, we'll take your thoughts. I mean, generally. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The Diversity Paper Review is on the way, of course, as is today's headline hijack. But just after 1:30, Victoria has got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor says a Labour government would end all private finance initiative contracts. They involve private companies providing money for things like new hospitals, then charging annual fees. John McDonnell made the announcement at the party's annual conference in Brighton.
We've already pledged that there will be no new PFI deals signed by us in government, but we'll go further. We'll bring existing PFI contracts back in-house. We're bringing them back.
A 16-year-old girl has been arrested on suspicion of the attempted murder of a welfare officer at a secondary school in Lincolnshire. The 61-year-old woman is being treated for non-life-threatening stab wounds. A 20-year-old has become the seventh person to be arrested in connection with a tube bombing in West London 10 days ago. He was detained in Cardiff. An 18-year-old has been charged over the attack, while two others are still in police custody. Uber's boss has issued a grovelling apology 5 days before it's due to be banned from operating in London. The chief executive of the private hire firm says they're appealing against the decision with the knowledge they need to make changes. In an open letter, Dara Khosrowshahi admits the company got things wrong. And American football players who've chosen to kneel during the national anthem in protest at racial injustice and police brutality in the States have received support from stars, including Ellen DeGeneres and singer John Legend. The talk show host says she's proud of the sportsmen who've been criticised by President Trump. The weather, sunshine in the west, bit cloudy and wet further east, highs of 19 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And Victoria will have that news in just under half an hour, but within it will be a news lie. A big lie. Details of that and how you can make up that lie coming up. But we should remind you that today's bonus news at 3:30 is
Animal News.
Now, we've established over time now that because Victoria's bulletins are a bit smaller than they used to be.
A third shorter.
They are. And you get paid the same, don't you?
Yes, John. You don't need to keep banging on about that. We know it's the right decision.
So, in order to make the time up, Victoria covers everything else off that's not in the actual news because there's no time. Animal, vegetable, mineral, that's everything apart from fungus, but that's a complicated...
Actually, I need to raise an issue with you.
Oh.
I was reading an article on the BBC this morning talking about the rise and fall of plastic, and plastic doesn't fall into the categories either.
Oh, well.
Oh. So animal, vegetable, mineral,
fungus and plastic.
I mean, I'll have to work on that one. Animal news from out of today, though. It's happening in the world of animals.
Plastic news tends to make the real news.
Not all of it.
I bet it doesn't.
It does.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, if there's a clamouring for it, we'll introduce it. Thank you, Victoria.
That's okay.
Good. Victoria there, back with Headline Hijack next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, then. Still to come on the programme today, with NFL in mind and all the kneeling shenanigan, we'll be bringing you a delightful game of band or NFL terminology. Turns out there's a lot of phrases they use that could also be band names. But which from a list are they? Band names or NFL terminology? There's also the big debate at 3 Diversity paper review on the way. And Marcus Brigstock, the comedian, will be joining us just after 2 o'clock. However, there is, of course, the fake news idea that we bring you every day in the form of a hijacking of the headlines at 2 o'clock. We call it headline hijack. It's where you get to make something up using words that you know. Write them into a sentence or a paragraph that's vaguely news-like. Victoria will say it to the nation as truth, and it's there really to confuse anybody not paying attention to this bit or not even listening to this bit. They go out for lunch or whatever. So let's have a look and see what's coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius.
This is from Andy, who says Sadiq Khan is expected to announce a brand new app today, which will see London buses change route to drop off all of its passengers at their doors as a replacement to Uber's. The new app may ask you to change the bus route once on your journey, but that will be covered by the Hopper fare.
See, that would solve the problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It'd be a lot cheaper as well.
It'd be
about £4.
Easier to do, wouldn't it? The bus just took you home.
Yeah,
not
I know.
To the stop that's a 15-minute walk away.
You occasionally hear stories of buses sort of changing their routes, like late at night, if you ask the driver politely.
Yeah, if it's on his way home, presumably.
No, because they always have to go back to... They don't park the buses in their driveway,
do they? They should.
Why should they?
Well,
they'd have to have a massive driveway.
Well, how would they get to work in the morning?
What? Well, they drive to the depot where the buses are.
Well, that's more cars on the road. If they took the bus home and put the bus on their drive...
Well, they might get a bus to the bus depot.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
No, it's not.
Why don't they take the bus home,
Because you'd then need to give every bus driver a bus. So that would be more buses on the road.
Every bus driver has got a bus.
No, they don't. They share buses.
Well, they only give it. Two of them don't drive it at once, do they? So what you could do is, okay, the bus driver.
This is stupid.
No, it isn't.
You know it's stupid.
No, it isn't.
Why are you carrying on with it?
It's because it's a good idea.
It's not.
So the bus driver.
Yeah.
Drives the bus around his route, or her route, or non-specific gender's route.
Mm.
Right. Take at the end of the shift, if you happen to live on the way home of the bus driver, drop you off. Fine. Right. Done. Okay, but then they park the bus at their house in the morning. They get up, get in the bus, and start immediately down their road, taking people to work, and then get on the normal route. And there you go. And then I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, yeah, but what about the bus driver later? That's on the different, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. What they do is the first drop off that or last drop off that night or first one in the morning is to the new bus driver's house.
Yeah, but then that driver, the original driver, is stranded there.
No, they're not, because they get back on the bus as a passenger while the new bus driver drives the bus back to their house and drops them off.
No.
And then they carry on with the route. Yes, that works perfectly well.
No, it doesn't.
It keeps cars off the roads. It's more efficient.
What about when the driver leaves the job and then...
Well, they give the bus to the next driver.
Yeah, but then they have to change the whole route to include his or her house. Stupid.
Yeah, you hadn't thought it through.
Yeah, haven't.
No, not really, no.
Idiot.
Yeah. Have you got any more headline hijacks?
Well, I don't want to say because you might come up with an idiot idea.
Well, try me.
A big recycling festival in Windermere, according to Simon, is to celebrate recycling... a big recycling festival in Windermere to celebrate Recycling Week this week has been cancelled after worries about litter and overflowing bins.
Yes.
The festival included activities such as bottle orchards, where children could go and pick bottles to recycle, and also a compost heap to play in.
Yeah.
Ticket holders have been told to consult their nearest bin man for a refund.
No, right, bin lorries.
No.
So what are you doing?
No. Because need to work on a bin lorry, remember?
Yeah. Ah. Yes, but...
So they're going to live together now?
Yes.
No, because they have families.
No, because it saves on housing.
What about that? So you're squeezing five families into one house?
No.
One smelly house.
Yes. What they do is, they live together, the bin men, like on Big Brother or something, but big bin men, right? And non-specific gender. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And they live together, and then they all get in the bin lorry in the morning and go off on the route.
What, all the families as well?
Well, they could see the families at weekends.
Okay,
it needs a bit of work.
Yeah.
But the principle's the same as the successful bus idea that I've drafted.
It's fine. But remember we said that you hadn't thought the bus idea through.
Yeah, well, I thought it up to a point. But all your point was if they leave the job. What if they're contracted never to be able to do that? And then,
how are you going to contract people to do that?
Well, people want to work, don't they?
Not for a bus driver for the whole of their lives.
Some people, job for
some
life.
People
bring back
do.
Job for life, I say. And then you get your own company car bus that you can use at weekends to take the family out on a summer holiday.
Where are the buses on the weekend then?
There are other buses.
Other buses?
They're bin lorries. Bin lorries don't go around at the weekend. They convert the bin lorry. You get into the back of a bin lorry, who's
gonna
the bus route.
Who's going to sit in a bin lorry? Well, they stink.
Well.
Even worse than buses do.
Well.
Idiot.
I haven't thought it through.
No, you haven't.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, so we'll do the diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
There's long delays for Greater Manchester's M62 with two lanes still out westbound between junctions 21 and 20 near Milne Row following a vehicle fire. Congestion is back to junction 22. Better news though to the west of Evesham through Fladbury. The A44 is reopened. No change out of Basildon for the South End Arterial Road. The London bound carriageway still closed there because of an accident. And in Cornwall, the Truro Road, the A389 in and out of Bodmin is closed through Llanavet. That's because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Lime. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, good afternoon if you're just joining us. Much going on, of course. The story of the kneeling NFL players. Donald Trump has called them sons of swear words. He says the argument's not about race. They say it is about race. They're on their knees, linking our...
Wait, it's a race. I thought it was a game of football.
Yes, that's why it's confused. It's very complicated, Cornelia.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, you don't have to get your head around it because it's a game of football. That's the point, isn't it? You don't have to...
Well, you're wearing a helmet, aren't you?
And then there's Brexit talks, isn't there? That's not happening at Labour. They won't debate Brexit. Now, a lot of people are angry about that because it's the single biggest issue facing the country, yet the party in opposition who think they should be in government won't debate Brexit.
They just want someone at the Labour conference to talk.
That's all they do. And you know, now the whole subject of Brexit's gone missing from the Labour conference. Nobody knows where it is. It's probably drunk in a suite. So there's all that going on. As well as many other things. And here's where we Sam Delaney's show, by the way, coming live from the conference today, I should mention. That's just coming from the conference today. Anyway, so all much going on, isn't it? It's very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No one can, which is why we take the news and we render it. We pebble dash it with Japanese poetry. Ugh. It's the news in haikus.
UK's oldest postcard firm set to close. They're outdated as black cabs.
The news in haiku.
Stop that.
Okay. Talk Radio afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. And it's time for today's paper review. Not any old paper review, though. Not any old glance into the pages of the internet to look at what's trending and so forth. No, no, not any old. What we do each day is bring a different diversity into the studio to do it for us, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And today we welcome back Rudd. Hello, Rudd.
Hi.
Hi, Rudd.
Hi, Rudd.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm bisexual.
That's right. So, what's in the papers, Rudd? What have you seen? What have you got?
Well, you've been talking about it on our show already. It's Trump's, the NFL players who have knelt. Some of them took the knee.
Took the knee. Is that what we, that's what we have to call it. They took the knee.
Yeah, I think that.
Did they bend the knee?
What? I think bend the... Yeah, well, they technically they did physically bend their knees, yeah. Yes.
No one took their knees, is what I'm saying.
No, no one confiscated their knees off.
Good, just be clear about that.
There were some of the people who were singing the national anthem. Yeah. Quite a few of them kind of knelt down while they were doing it. Some players, I think it was the NFL Steelers, didn't even come out for the NFL.
No, only one of them.
Only one of them came out.
Yeah. Was, because he said it was only, we heard this earlier, we were talking to Drew Lickerman there. He said that this player had been in the army and he said he'd seen people of all races come back dead. And when they do, they are draped in the American flag because they're American soldiers and they're patriotic.
I would argue...
Well, of course you would. You're a snowflake. Well, go on, yeah.
Well, surely the snowflakes are the one going, oh, the flag in my ass. I would argue that it's kind of shameful to kind of use those people, the kind of people who've come back, well, not come back from war, as kind of a kind of device to attack these people with. Because I think one of the issues is this protest originally by Colin Kaepernick, if you discuss it, was to protest unfair kind of extrajudicial kind of murders of black people and people of color in by the United States and police in the United States. And I think it's kind of it does run the risk at the moment of kind of being reframed as a Trump protest, which kind of again is could be. I don't know if this is.
Is it now a? Has it become a Trump protest now though? Because it seems to. Well, you're absolutely right. It's now linked.
I think that the players are protesting the police brutality and the extrajudicial murders. But I think there are people who are trying to take it as a. You know, I've seen people say on Twitter, "Oh, you know, we should make taking a knee kind of the symbol of." You know, being against Trump, and people should start kneeling at, you know, Trump events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is very detrimental to kind of what this protest is meant to be about. It's kind of distracting the message.
Yeah.
Because the point is of this process is you've got to, when you protest, you want people to listen to you and discuss your message, which, you know, they did. You're not going to get people, you know, talking about it on national news and across the world if you kind of hold a news conference and say, oh, you know, we
no,
need
exactly.
to stop
which
this.
Is why we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Trump wading in thing's interesting because obviously he's, you know, he has his NFL, we're talking about his power base, and NFL, traditionally right wing, far more than the NBA, which is a more left wing, you know, up there. You know, NFL is America in that sense, isn't it, in terms of American sports, and it's a tradition, the game on the Sunday, as Drew was talking about, the beer and the hot dog and all that kind of stuff. And it's dragging politics into that, which you could argue, well, that's actually bringing one of these issues to the attention of people who wouldn't normally perhaps take notice of it.
Yeah.
But then once people start going, and the players have been, sort of saying Trump's a bum, Trump's this, that and the other, you're right, the water is now far too murky for the...
Yeah, it is.
We
it
need
is
a new hashtag. There aren't enough.
There aren't enough hashtags.
Yes. Hashtag bum Trump.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to go well.
No.
People will use that. People will misuse that.
For what?
You know, just know.
But no, yes, I think what I can't tell is because Americans are obviously kind of a lot more fanatic about flag and anthem and, you know, red, white and blue and than we are.
Good.
So I find it really hard to tell. I find it hard to believe that people are actually this angry about, you know, the flag being disrespected or whatever. I find it really, really hard to believe.
We do, though, because we're here, as you say. Well, no, you can't... Not all of us, anyway. Some do. We don't fly it and hang it and in our gardens. Like, you go to America, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
People are proud and patriots
and
all that
thing.
Kind of stuff.
The US has kind of a code of conduct, like an official, it's not in the Constitution, but it's an official kind of code of conduct for kind of how the flag should be treated. And there's lots of articles in this, article clause, this, that, and the other. And it includes stuff like the flag should never be laid out flat. It should always be aloft and, you know, flying some, you know, and you see every football match, they've got it laid out flat across an entire football pitch. This code of conduct says that it shouldn't be on articles of clothing. It shouldn't be used as like a costume. Like, you know, when you see people with kind of full on Uncle Sam costumes, it shouldn't be on
Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, like she did that, didn't she?
It shouldn't be on things that you eat food off of. And then you've got all the kind of 4th of July plates. I don't think people are actually angry about the flag. I think I think people are just angry that, you know,
it's
one of the kind of points that came up in your interview earlier was, you know, these millionaires, they should kind of be grateful, you know, they should be grateful. And I think that is kind of a really kind of nasty, oh, you know, it's because they're all black players and they're going, oh, these blacks should be grateful for, you know, that we let them get up this high. And I think that is why people, a lot of the people on that side are angry, is because, you know, we've let these black people get very rich and successful. They should be grateful for it and sit down and shut up and just deal with it.
Yeah.
I think that is a big kind of part of it.
The problem is, there are so many political sides and nuances to the whole Black Lives Matter. It's all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
And all it does is add another bit of fuel to that particular fight. Where it ends, I do not know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and then you've got the whole stuff that happened recently, the riots and Antifa and all that stuff. And all of it starts to come back into play, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When someone dreams up a new hashtag. And now there are two rival hashtags. One, take the knee or whatever it is, and then the other one, stand up for the... it's just like... Social media's made all of this worse, frankly.
But you're right, I don't know where it ends. I don't know how you kind of return it to the point of, we need to stop
That's the bottom line, but that's not what it's about anymore. And the problem is this whole privilege thing. You know, they're going, okay, oh, white privilege, and then we see that, we know about that, and that's being addressed as glacial speed. But then there's people on the other side now, because I've seen this morning as well. People saying, well, hang on, what about black privilege? Your privilege to get there, which is what your argument was, but of course that's now another argument on top of another argument. So we've got all of that going. Anyway,
I'm just bored, can't get my head around.
No, quite. What else is in the papers?
You'll like this, John. There's a headmistress who stopped calling people's girls. It's at an all-girls school.
Yeah. Hang on, what school?
An all-girls school.
Yeah, but you can't call it that anymore.
A head teacher, thank you.
Yeah.
Headmistress, how dare you.
Thank you. And also, you say all-girls school. All what school?
Them school.
Is that what she's saying?
I don't think she's asking to change the name of the school.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's a she.
They,
because she identifies as a woman, so she is a she.
But hang on, what about the girls in the school who identify as girls?
Then you can call them... Well, here's the thing. Here's where I stand on this. I know
where you stand on it, snowflake boy. Well, carry on.
I'm not going full snowflake on it and thinking, you know, of course they should all be called... The problem with, obviously, at some point in the vast future, when we've all got jetpacks and stuff, we'll kind of have full equality and gender
and jetpacks, importantly,
more importantly, jetpacks.
Yeah.
And gender will just be a thing of the past. We'll, you know, and I yearn for that day, but it's a long way off. And I think that for now, the transgender students should be referred to by their chosen pronouns.
Yeah.
If there's a girl who chooses to identify as a boy,
then you can't be at a girl's school.
Well, yeah, maybe so. I don't know exactly.
I
don't know the technicalities of that.
Well,
that
it's genital mainly, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know the accepting process of this stuff.
Well, that's why it's difficult. And you sort of go, well, all right, it's a girls' school. Then if she's now taking a stand and saying, right, I'm not going to call them girls anymore, A, you've got to change the name of the school.
Yeah.
Presumably. And then you've got to do what? Because, and how do you individually identify? Do you then have an assembly where she has to individually
but
identify?
But I think one of the other points is, though, that you, by kind of removing the fact that they are girls, is it kind of takes away the fact that kind of the issues and kind of the kind of women face. It kind of, if you kind of pretend that, not pretend, if you kind of, if you're saying that they're all the same, you know, gender doesn't matter, then you are saying, you know, that
everyone comes to this
everyone
school.
Kind of, no, everyone kind of is on the same standing, which people clearly aren't in today's society. So I think refer to transgender students.
Should we have transgender schools? So if we've got a girls' school and a boys' school, is the answer to have transgender schools?
I don't think we should have any gendered schools. I think boys' schools are stupid. I think girls' are stupid. Boys' schools are stupid. Girls' schools are stupid.
And anyone who identifies as neither of those things also
just
stupid.
Just put everyone in a building and let them learn together. I don't understand the division.
I went to a boys'
that's
school.
That's just called a school.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know,
yeah, exactly. Why?
I went to a boys' school. Didn't meet a girl until I was 18.
Yeah, look at you now. Right, thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
It's just your mum.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Rod there with the paper review and the online stuff and everything else. Get in touch with the programme 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Radio on Twitter. Right, headline hijack. There's someone with a made-up news story. They will have it in the news, which is next. Who has got today's story? Cornelius.
Madeline.
And where's he from?
Brighton.
Okay. Good. So well done, Madeline in Brighton. Your made-up news is in the news next. Then Marcus Brigstocke will be joining us. Comedian, of course. We've got the big debate at 3 and a game of band or NFL terminology still to come on the programme before 4. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With E.ON's new cap and track tariff, we track the market and keep you below the average market price, which leaves you free to do the really important stuff, like being the best Daddysaurus Rex.
He's coming! Quick, run!
To find out more about keeping your energy below the average market price, search E.ON cap and track. Prices reviewed quarterly, residential customers only. Eligibility criteria and terms and conditions apply.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. Most of our stores in London are open 6am to 10pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Performin Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months' warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
60% off all Wren kitchens and an AEG dishwasher for just £179, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry! Dishwasher offer ends tonight at 8pm.
Clive, Winston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Russell Brand wants ban on drugs lifted, Uber's apology and footballers allowed to wear poppies.
Talk Radio.
Labour is promising to end what they call the scandal of private finance initiatives, which often prove very costly for the taxpayer. The schemes allow private companies to build public buildings like hospitals and schools, but the total bill can be huge. While Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell has told Talk Radio his party also wants to help tackle debt. At the party conference in Brighton, he's promised to help families trapped by massive credit card debts by introducing a cap on interest payments.
People literally cannot cope. Wages are so low. There have been wage cuts over the last 7 years under this government. People are resorting to payday loans and to credit card debt as well, and it's putting so much pressure on families.
Russell Brand says the decriminalisation of drugs would help combat addiction. The comedian and activist has spoken at a fringe event at the Labour Party conference where he spoke about his own problems with drink and drugs. He's told Talk Radio the ban doesn't work.
Criminalisation leads to stigmatisation. When drugs are correctly regulated, the people that are using drugs can take them safely. And in my view, anyone that has an addiction issue should be aiming towards abstinence-based recovery.
A welfare officer has been stabbed at a school in North Lincolnshire and a girl has been arrested. Police say the woman who 61 was attacked at Winterton Community Academy just before 9 o'clock this morning. A 20-year-old man has been arrested in Cardiff in connection with the Parsons Green tube bomb attack. He's the seventh person to be detained over the blast in West London. The GMB says it welcomes Uber's apology about mistakes it's made after the firm was denied a new operating licence in London. But the union says it also hopes the company means what it says about making changes. And the controversial ban on poppies being worn in Home Nation football matches is set to be scrapped. Last year, FIFA fined England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland for ignoring warnings not to commemorate Armistice Day.
Thanks, Victoria. I'm a bit bored of Russell Brand wading in on politics now.
Are you?
I am. I'm just a bit sort of, oh, come on, give it a rest. We've done that. We've been there.
Oh, he's still at it, isn't he? He's an activist now.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah. He's actually spoken and given a speech at an event where the Shadow Health Secretary was as well.
Yeah.
And that's where we got that audio
going,
from.
Do more jokes! Something like that.
I don't think so. Okay. At least I haven't heard about that.
I understand our own reporter, Alex Dibble.
Yeah, so Dibble actually spoke to Russell Brand after Dibble, after the speech at this event.
Yeah.
And my favourite thing is what he said at the end of the interview to Dibble. Do you want to hear it?
Do we have that?
Yeah, I've got a clip. So this is Dibble's final question to Russell Brand.
Okay.
What are you going to be doing for the rest of the conference? Are you going to be coming to the centre?
I might try and sneak into that conference. How'd you get in there? Who'd you have to know?
I don't know. I have a media pass. You might have to...
Oh, you have a media pass? Hold on a minute. I work in media. I could pass myself off as the delightful Alex Dibble, you adorable character.
That's right.
I don't know. Yeah, I might pop down there, but I've also got to do some. I've got to do some work.
Honestly, he's just coming onto him, isn't he? Russell Brand is insatiable. Honestly, he doesn't care.
So there you go. Dibble, an adorable character from Russell Brand.
Adoradibble.
Adoradibble, that's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Victoria.
I've got to see the weather.
Oh, yeah, here's the weather. What's the weather?
Talk Radio National Weather.
And it's national.
Yeah, ish. Sunshine in the west, but cloudy and wet further east, highs of 19 degrees.
Great. And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport
habit.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho will face no further action from the FA after being sent to the stands at the weekend. Mourinho was given his marching orders during the 1-0 win over Southampton for encroaching onto the pitch. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says Gareth Barry will be taking little notice of his personal landmark tonight, and that's why he's reached it. The Baggies midfielder will surpass Ryan Giggs' Premier League record if he plays against Arsenal. He's currently on 632 games. Scotland have included uncapped defender Liam Cooper in their squad to face Slovakia and Slovenia in next month's World Cup qualifiers. The Leeds captain has only ever been a substitute for Gordon Strachan's side. Skybet League One's bottom club Oldham have parted company with John Sheridan, ending his third spell in permanent charge of the Latics. Elsewhere, Gillingham head coach Eddie Pennock has left the club by mutual consent, and north of the border, Ross County have sacked Jim McIntyre as manager. And car manufacturers Aston Martin have agreed a deal to be title sponsors of Formula One team Red Bull from next season. The team will officially compete as Aston Martin Red Bull Racing. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a man staging a protest about tuition fees today has started a Freshers' Year demonstration in Parliament Square, where he's vowed to spend 365 days and nights binge drinking, eating takeaways and skipping fictional classes. Trevor, a 23-year-old from Brighton, has said that the university experience should be open to all.
Victoria, thank you so, so much. I can barely thank you enough.
You can keep going.
Thank you.
More.
Thank you very much.
More.
Thank you.
More meaning.
Thank you.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
Thanks.
Victoria back with us, of course, half hourly with your latest news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme, of course, the big debate at three, as promised. A tiny child, a seven-year-old to be specific, will be discussing the news and then playing a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify that tune. That's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. And what's more, there will, of course, be a game of band or NFL terminology. Of course, one can listen to that by bending the knee. #TakeTheKnee. To show no respect for the crap quiz that's on the way between now and 4 o'clock. And I promised you guest action. That's what we'll bring you next.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Let's do it now. It's just coming up to a time, and the time is that of Marcus Brigstocke, comedian and man. Hi, Marcus.
But I'm Brigstocke. Both of those
I
things.
I know you are. You can identify as both of those things.
Thanks, man.
Identify
I'm a cisgendered
like.
Comedian.
Yes, that's right. Good.
How's it going?
Very well, actually. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. It's like I'm like now we're having a sort of catch-up chat, but
well,
on the radio.
This is what I do these days. I find it very hard socially to see people that I've been friends with for a long time.
Yeah.
So I just try and get interviews with them.
It's the only way. Because we're all
I
working
hope for
as
listeners,
well.
They don't mind that this will just be you and I catching up. How's the family?
They're fine, thank you for asking.
Super. Excellent. Yeah. You got two kids
That's
now?
Right. Yeah,
me
that's
too.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. How old are yours now?
My son is 14. My daughter's 12. My son's about 14. To be 15.
That's like...
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it everything you hoped and dreamed of that a teenage boy would be?
Do you know? Yes, in all the ways. You know, he sort of does grunting and goes upstairs and is very quiet and everything. But he's also lovely and funny and
yeah.
destroys me on a regular basis. And he finds the fact that I have a bald spot so funny, so endlessly funny.
Yeah.
He came in the other day, he said, "You've got three types of hair, Dad, haven't you? Grey, greying and gone." So sweet, so sweet.
Which is, you know, for your next memoir-based book.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a title
that's
for you.
That's a lovely
right?
title, isn't it? Grey, greying and gone.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, no, life's good, man.
Good. I realise, as we always say with guests, not only is it a chance to catch up, but it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Oh, yes.
Which is what it is.
Oh, yes, so I'm,
so
here,
if you
oh, I'm here to sell, John.
Yeah, we
let's
know.
Be
we
clear
know
about that.
So if you want to get that out of the way, you will just flog that.
And cool, then... there's a show. It's on later in the week. People should come.
There you
it's
go.
Fun.
Done.
Now, Tuesday to Saturday, a yeah. New improv show called There Will Be Cake. Some amazing people in it. Pippa Evans, Olivier Award-winning comedian.
Indeed,
Pippa
she is.
Evans.
Yeah.
Rachel Paris from the fantastic Ostentatious, who have just been, I think, have got a West End run of their amazing show. And Paul Foxcroft, who runs and manages Monkey Toast and is a brilliant improviser, if you've ever seen him with Carriad Lloyd, Paul and Carriad. Anyway, yeah. So it's the four of us who've been friends for a while doing a new improv show, and there really will be cake. I mean, the title is yeah. not just
you
a
can't
trick.
Lie about that.
No, that's, I mean, it's called know, There Will Be Cake, and there will actually be cake.
Are you making the cake?
No, I can also promise there will be cake, and it won't be made by me.
Is it? Yeah, no. But is it made? Is it? Like bake-off style, we've made cakes, or have you just simply gone
no,
to the
No, we've bought a cake.
Oh, right.
We've bought a cake like humans would.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, instead of getting involved.
Like normal people. Like people who have time to watch bake-off definitely don't have time to bake cakes.
So regarding that, though, because I know improv's a thing you've been sort of doing for a while, and obviously people know you're a stand-up as well, with your honed craft.
Yes, thank you.
But the differences are to those that... Because not everyone can do both of those things. So, you know, that's...
Yeah. Look... It's makey-uppy, and people will be familiar with the, right, name a household object, spatula, brilliant, name a place, zoo, well, we went to see the spatulas at the zoo, you know, that's a simple explanation of how it works, the audience suggests things and all the rest of it, the there will be cake thing, is I wanted something joyful to start a show, because I think audiences sometimes feel a bit like, oh, now we have to provide something funny and da-da-da, so all it will be is we will arrive on stage with a lit birthday cake, the candles,
yeah,
and sing happy birthday, and then find out who's got the nearest birthday and say hello, you talk a little bit about birthdays, good things that have happened, things you hope for that you didn't get, awful gifts that you couldn't use, like I got a horse but I lived in a flat,
yeah,
those sorts of things, and then we just take all of that, and then the audience don't need to do any more thing other than chat to us. Then we have a cake break in the middle,
yeah,
some party games and stuff. And I do loads of stand-up, loads of political, satirical sort of stand-up. This is a very conscious decision to do something utterly joyful right now, because I look at the news like you and I just think, I'm yet to see, this is weird, I got into an odd conversation the other night with someone talking about Rory Bremner and Bird and Fortune going, oh, you know, Brexit and Trump will be so great for satire. And
yeah.
I'm like, yet? Have you seen that yet? Have you heard anyone with great, great material on Trump or Brexit? Because I haven't.
Yeah.
Because mostly people are like, no, we're all the way through the looking glass. This is too crazy. So I just went, okay, something utterly joyful with people that I love working with.
Yeah.
Made up on the spot.
It's interesting, though, that that's happened. Coming from the background that we do,
sure.
You know, we've worked for a long time in sort of political comedy and stuff together as well. You know, and it was a case of when it all began, you know, this small snowball started. And now it's, and what we saw yesterday in Germany and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And rolling. And you're right. You're sort of going... Is it just too much for all of us now? I don't know.
Well, it used to be that if we went as far, when you and I were on the Now Show on Radio 4 together very often, if you went as far as saying Nazi about somebody, the producer would go, you can't say that, yeah. Actually. I mean, you can say has extreme right-wing views, or you can cartoon their experience, but you can't say Nazi. Whereas now it's like, well, no, you know, Donald Trump has actively come out as a white supremacist and conversely called people protesting for equal rights and against murder sons of bitches. I mean, it's just astonishing. So there's not a lot of space beyond where these lunatics exist for you to go, and imagine that exaggerated, because there's nowhere left to go.
I don't know. I find that interesting, though.
Well, I do,
you know,
too.
You sort of go, now, if we can say Nazi, what can't we say?
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of that game.
Oh, no, not you, Holmes. Not you.
I'm not allowed to say anything.
That's the last.
You know.
Yes, I know. The last provocation. Listeners, you should see the number of signs on the walls here. It just says, no, John. It's really weird. Stop it. So, yeah, no, it is. It's really strange. But what's interesting to me is that the American comedians who've often led the way because they have a nightly platform for these sorts of things, what's happening is the bit where they discuss Trump, they go serious voice.
Yeah,
they bring it right down. They go, I'm sorry, I don't normally do this, but I just need to say X, Y, and Z. And I've seen that happening quite a lot. I'm like, wow, when stuff is so bleak that some of the best, and I mean them, not me, and you, of course, some of the best are really struggling to find, like, where's the joy in this? Where's the funny? Where's the exaggeration? I think things are pretty scary. Hence, There Will Be Cake is trivial and fun, and who knows what we'll stray into. But,
stay with us.
Sure, thanks.
Because, you know, lovely, though, much as I love you, traffic and travel waits for no man.
That's important.
Or woman, or non-specific gender.
Indeed,
to be clear.
Thank goodness.
Woo! Dodge that bullet. Right, so traffic travel on the way. Mark Sprigstock with us, talking about his new thing and other things besides. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
You don't always know when you're going to need that particular tool on a job. That's why it's good to know you're never far away from a Screwfix store. With over 530 stores across the UK, we're always nearby. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 6 shows while watching a 7th, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2 TV box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
At Wickes, choose from 28 stunning kitchen styles. And with our price promise, we won't be beaten on price. Plus, our sale is on right now. Visit wickes.co.uk for T's and C's.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still significant delays on the M62 at the moment, with two lanes closed westbound between 21 at Milne Row and 20 for Rochdale. This is following a vehicle fire. The congestion is back to 22. A breakdown on the M6 near Stoke is causing some northbound delay between Keel Services and Junction 16 for Stoke and Crewe. As you leave Basildon on the London bound side of the South End Arterial Road, it is still closed near Halfway House. That's because of an accident. And in and out of Bodmin in Cornwall, both sides of the A389 Truro Road remain closed through Llanavet. That's following an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
A four-pack of Peroni Nastro Azzurro is just £5.50 at the Co-op. Perfect for an action-packed night in front of the telly this autumn. Another deal for you from the Co-op. 330 ml bottles subject to availability. See participating stores for details. 18 plus, please drink responsibly.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, in case you were in any doubt. Marcus Brigstock is with us. I promised you...
Hello!
Yep, thank you. I promised you guest action. That's what we're delivering. We're just talking, about the ceaseless bleakery of the world, generally speaking, which is why Marcus's new show involves just a bit of cake.
Bit of horsing around.
Nice, isn't it?
And it also, I should say, it's at the Omnibus Theatre in Clapham, which... happens to be near where I and the other people in the cast live.
That's
so
handy,
we wanted to support the theatre and all the rest of it. But it was a really proactive decision. It used to be a library. It got shut down and some very cool people went, we're going to have this still be a thing that is of use and service to the people who live around here rather than yet another chain coffee shop or something like that. And they put on really, really cool stuff. So I love it.
All
so
part of that.
Thrilled to be there. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've done, you did Spam a lot, of course.
Yes.
Theatrically speaking. And we were just talking about the proms that you did as well.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was just saying to John off there that Oklahoma came up and I looked at the diary and went, cool, I can make that fit. Before I'd answered the question, can I achieve that? Like, is it a thing I can do? But I do believe when...
What got you into this? Because obviously, doing stand-up, I know you as... I know what you do, but obviously people will mainly know you as a stand-up.
Yeah.
But obviously over the years, you branched out into acting and stuff. But the theatre thing, even though I know you, initially for me, it seemed to come a little bit out of nowhere.
It totally did.
Yeah.
I got a... I've always written stuff so that I could perform. That was the first and foremost, and I've always written stuff where I'm acting as well as just doing stand-up and being myself. But I got a call and I went in to see them for Spamalot, and I was like, well, a script written by the Monty Python team, that'd be great, good team. I went in and I sat down and I went, listen, guys, you need to know this is lovely and I cannot sing, so thank you and it was nice to meet you and bye. And then they went out, they said, go and stand by the piano, and then the guy went ding ding ding, and then they said, now match that, and I went ding ding ding, and they went, you can sing. So that's how it works. And then they went ding ding ding, and then I did ding ding ding. And
was there
so
a ding that you couldn't hit?
Well, eventually there's a ding you can't hit. There's always a ding you can't hit.
Another title for a book, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Dings I haven't hit. Spamalot was as much a shock to me as it was to anybody else. But they helped me, taught me, showed me and all the rest of it. And I so wish I could do it here, but I can't. I've got some very, very, very exciting news that I think is coming out tomorrow.
We've timed this badly.
About what I'm going to be doing.
We could have had that.
I know. But so I'm about to do a massive project that people will see when they're here. I have no idea if I can do it. So there will be cake Tuesday to Saturday of this week. It's really the last thing I'm doing before I throw myself into a massive
I mean, no offence, like I said, I know what the project is now.
Yeah.
And I know you. I don't think you can do it either.
I hope you'll come and see.
Well, listen, I'll be there.
Come and see There Will Be Cake then, because I'm sure I can do that. It's makey uppy and it's really, really fun. They're such a cool bunch of people. They really are. But Paul Foxcroft, who's one of the four of us, is such a brilliant improviser. He really is. But Rachel Paris and Pippa Evans are so fast, and both have massive musical ability as well. They're so fast, and they understand like the rhythms of everything that's going on so quickly, I'm constantly looking, going ha ha ha, and trying to get in. And that's for me, that's really thrilling, to be in the one who's like, try and keep up with this. So it's such an exciting thing to do.
The other thing I want to ask you about, is you know, we touched on this earlier, but that rise of American, you know, James Corden, John Oliver, and all this kind of stuff happening in America.
Our guys doing good,
doing very well, and you know, it's been tried over here. I know you did it for BBC4 for a while, but the collector niche is now doing it for ITV or whatever.
It's good. I really hope Niche's show, BBC2, the MASH Report, or Daily MASH,
MASH Report. Yeah,
I really hope that it is given the time to bed itself in. You know,
is that the problem over here, though? Do you think it's a case of we just don't
fundamentally?
Let it...
There's no lack of ability in make. We could make a daily show, we could make a weekly show, or something like that. But what there is at the moment is, and it's partly because budgets are not the same in the UK. But I think fundamentally there's a lack of willingness. I mean, if you look at what was it? Was it called 10 o'clock Live?
Yes,
the thing they did.
Yeah,
you see, with something like that. Pick any one of the people who hosted it, any one of them, and back them. Give them your full backing and go, we're doing this for 6 months. And if after six, I would rather 12, but if after 6 months they go, you know what, there's still no traction.
Yeah.
They're nothing. But what the producers do is go, well, we'll do it a bit and we'll have you do a week and then we'll change it in case people don't like it.
Yeah.
And there's so much. And of course, it's a function of our, you know, mobile devices that we all have, that everyone can very quickly flip onto the next thing, and there's a lack of faith in people's ability to watch things for the longer. But I would rather, and of course, like you, I hope it's me they choose.
Yeah.
But whoever,
I don't hope it's you.
No, sure. But whoever it is, Nish is doing a great job. Yeah. For example, right, he's a very funny man, loads of ability, and there's a good team around him on that. Back them to the hilt, make them feel completely supported, and then see what happens. You know, I mean, perhaps I flatter us, but when we did the Now Show, you know, we, and that was Steve Punt, Hugh Dennis, Emma Kennedy to begin with, yourself, Mitch Benn, and me, and then Laura Shavin when Emma Kennedy moved on. And we were a team that was supported by the BBC, supported by the producers that worked with us, even ones who we found it kind of difficult to work with, you know. Because of politics and whatever else, but we were really supported, and I think made strong shows. Yeah.
Not in the latter days.
Not in the latter days. No, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. But then, you know, so you look at a show like Mock the Week, which is doing a really good job in that it's making loads of people laugh every week, and, you know, providing a platform for loads of new comedians to come on and find a footing in TV and all the rest of it. But I think I know everyone who's ever been on Mock the Week, and I know that every single one of them is better than I've ever seen them do on that show.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I find that a bit frustrating. I just feel like, come on, like, make the channel and the producer's job is to build the playground. And of course, the people in the playground don't want there to be any fences and just for it to be sprawling and wonderful and last forever. And so, but there do need to be rules and edges. But I would love to see more faith given. And I think that's what happens in America.
Yeah.
And I think that's what John Oliver found. He found his footing on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, who he massively admired, quite rightly. And then when he finally did his own thing, he absolutely had their backing. And John is not, you know, you'll remember, like, he's not the most confident man in the world, and he still has retained that very English, slightly geeky thing that he has, but with the backing of a channel. So we could very long answer, but we could do that.
Yeah.
We could easily do that in the UK. And when I say we, I do mean you and I.
Thank you. I thought you did. And I'll just finally touch on this as well, because, you know, I know we've come full circle in a way, but, and I know it was about cake, but I've got to do the politics thing. Labour conference at the moment, as you know, this whole refusal to discuss Brexit that we've been talking about earlier on the show today as well.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? Is that something that, we haven't had that conversation, so
it's tragic.
The whole, where we are with, you've literally got about a minute, but
it's tragic.
You know,
thing is absolutely tragic. A whole series of things happened where they gave way to voices that seemed exciting, because really short, easy answers are really short and really easy, and they're very palatable. And every show that booked Nigel Farage imagined they'd be the one to catch him out. because they were, you know, media types, and they went, let's get Farage on and he'll make a fool of himself and we'll be the show that finally exposes. And they never did. No one ever did. Because it was too easy to sell what he was selling.
Yeah.
And you look at who voted for Brexit, sadly, obviously there's the over 65 thing, but sadly, the places that voted in the highest numbers to support leaving the European Union, the places with lowest academic attainment and the fewest immigrants. It's very easy to scare people about things they've never seen, especially when they don't know very much. And people hate that from people like me, but that is a verifiable fact. Yeah. We've had enough in this country of listening to experts.
Yeah, there you go.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So it was an easy sell, and I think it's heartbreaking. And I think that Labour are in a terrible, terrible mess over it. You know, John McDonnell is anti-European, anti the EU anyway. I'm not really sure what Corbyn's heart tells him. But I think that they're missing an opportunity. I mean, if they've got a lot of young people supporting the Labour Party now, and I think if nothing else, they have an opportunity in opposition to debate things properly, and I think that would be the most honourable way of respecting the young supporters that the Labour Party have, to say, listen, let's throw this wide open, here's what we think. And they have nothing to lose at this stage. And obviously everything I say is entirely slanted by the fact that I think that too many lies were told across the campaign, but particularly on the Leave side. And they've thrown their hands up to most of them, and I would like to see any way of making it stop. Every day I just think, make it stop.
On the plus side, Marcus Brigstocke.
Yes.
Cake.
There will be cake.
There you go.
That's the thing. There'll be cake. Maybe a blue cake with some gold stars in a circle on it. Let's keep it apolitical.
Let's kneel before the cake.
Let's bend the knee for the cake.
For the cake.
Indeed.
Yeah. Tell us when it's on again and where it is.
It's at the Omnibus Theatre in Clapham, and it's on Tuesday to Saturday night of this week. It's brand new. We've been toying around with each other for a while. It's really, really fun, and I hope people will come and see it, because because we like playing, and that only works when people are there to play with us. So,
Marcus, good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Marcus Brigstocke there on Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, work experience punditry. Regular listeners will know we drag our work experience away from the kettle and put them in front of the microphone. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry. It isn't. It's just because they're free. It's exploitation on a zero-hour contract is what it is. That's happening. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. We've got a tiny child discussing the news at about 20 past three. And don't forget a game of band or NFL terminology on the way as well. Just after 2:30, Victoria's got the latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Labour wants to block private companies from funding certain construction projects because of the rising cost of the taxpayer. The party says private finance initiatives are a scandal because some building contracts for new hospitals, schools and prisons have proved very expensive. Comedian turned activist Russell Brand has told Talk Radio the ban on drugs should be lifted.
The reason that I think that prohibition doesn't work is that it creates an illegal economy, and it means that drugs can't be correctly regulated. So I think it's really interesting that Prince William has sort of contributed to this conversation at this time.
It's a topic the Star has spoken out about at a fringe event at the Labour Party conference in Brighton, where he's called for addiction to be treated as a health problem. He insists he doesn't endorse taking drugs, but that they should be controlled. A 16-year-old girl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder at a school in North Lincolnshire. A female welfare officer is recovering from a stabbing at Winterton Community Academy. The leader of a far-right group in Germany has promised to get their country back after his party won almost 13% of the vote. It's the first time the anti-immigration AfD group has gained seats in the national parliament. The Mayor of London says he's pleased Uber's boss has apologised over failings during its operations in London. The private hire company lost its licence in the capital on Friday. The app's chief executive accepts it must change. And fire crews on Merseyside are going to start carrying pet-sized oxygen masks. The kits come in three sizes to fit small pets, such as dogs, cats and hamsters and snakes, to larger animals like sheep and horses. They successfully revived a terrier after a chip pan fire in St Helens early this month.
Animal news.
In the real news.
Animal news.
But it's actual news as well.
I like that. I like that they've got little tiny... So they've got to carry a whole range of different sized face masks.
Three sizes.
Well, what about... There's more animals than that.
Yeah, but...
So who chose? What evil animal hater chose?
Did you not listen? No, clearly not, because you walked in halfway through me gabbling on. But... The smallest one fits dogs, cats, hamsters and snakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they've got different sized skulls.
Yes, but I'm assuming...
How would you get a thing on a snake?
Well, it's passed out, isn't it? Well, sleep over the top of its head.
Right. But you know, a snake's head is very difficult.
Where does the head start and
they
end?
Have a skull, Cornelius.
Yeah, but it's really hard to tell on a snake.
No, I don't think it is.
But a dog's face is different to a snake's face, isn't it?
Yeah. But if it's a chihuahua, it's probably a similar size if it's a big snake.
What if it's small? What if it's like a...
But they're going to be slightly adjustable.
Stick insect.
No one's going to try and revive a stick insect, let's just be honest here.
Why? It's a pet. It's an animal. It's a pet, isn't it?
Not a common pet. Well, I've got four. 5-year-olds.
Yeah, well, there.
Yeah.
We've got stick insects.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have a dog?
Yeah.
There you go.
But if I was in a... Do you want to rescue them?
Would you rather rescue a stick insect or a dog?
Well, I'd want the mask for both. That's what I'm saying. I think that's...
John?
Yeah?
In this
what about
time,
elephants?
No one has a pet elephant.
Zoos do.
Yeah.
What if there's a zoo incident and then they get there and they go, oh, I've got the one for the snake. It's not going to fit. Oh, the end of its trunk, maybe, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. That, yeah. Stop talking. Okay. The weather, sunshine in the west, but cloudy and wet further east. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
There's more animal news in around an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yay. Did you just start researching animal news, find that, but realised it was so important you went into the main news?
No. I wasn't researching it. I came across the story and thought, that's a good, proper news story.
It is, yeah. I think everyone will agree with you.
Especially because the terrier was saved because of these masks just this month.
Yeah. Victoria there with the news, and we thank her for it. Now, on the way, on this programme, next, Work Experience Punditry with Work Experience Ricky. We'll be reviewing television on Talk Radio.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So each and every day, if you're a regular listener, you will be aware that we bring our work experience into this studio, drag them away from the kettle and the photocopier and Julia Hartley-Brewer's flailing fists. And instead, we say, here, have some real world work and go, review that. And they go, yeah, great. Will I get paid? No. You're only here simply because you're free. Ricky's been here for years now. He's still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This week I was in the cafe.
Yeah. What were you... Because you were in sales the other week.
Yeah, I was in sales last week.
Move you to the cafe now.
I was on the reception before that. Yeah. This week I was in the cafe.
How's that?
Yeah, it's good. We put Yorkshire puddings with chili con carne.
Yeah. Strong
bolognese on toast,
nice,
and other options.
See, I think things. I like experimentation in that sense. The things that don't quite go together.
It's quite artistic, isn't it?
But yeah, going well. That's edible, and that's delicious. Why not put them together?
Yeah, you're right.
And the answer is,
it's like that new chocolate popcorn. Chocolate and popcorn are both lovely.
Yeah,
but not together.
Really?
Yeah, they shouldn't be put together, should they?
I don't know. I don't like popcorn.
Well, that's where you've gone wrong.
Anyway. No, I don't like popcorn either, John.
Don't you?
No.
Great.
Well, horrible. I will get the snacks next time we go to the cinema.
All right. Hashtag don't like popcorn.
No.
Let's all stand united on this. Or kneel on it, depending. Anyway, look, enough of this idle what you're doing behind the scenes banter.
Yeah.
Because there's television reviews to get through. What are we going to start with?
We'll start with W1A. It came back last week and it's back on the box this evening. Last week, there were calls for a cross-dressing footballer to be a pundit on Match of the Day.
Due to diversity policies.
Yes, exactly, which you know
all about. Yeah.
And he went on as dressed as a woman, but as a man, and was absolutely awful as a pundit.
Yeah.
And then tonight's episode is all about kind of the response about how he was absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
They need to get the diversity numbers up.
Yeah.
Which again, you know all about. So yeah, it's very funny kind of seeing the BBC, especially when it's a BBC programme talking about the BBC.
Yeah.
As is always the way with that programme, it's genuinely very, very amusing. I think we've got a clip of one of the board meetings coming up.
No one watches television anymore.
Well,
no. I mean, like no one.
Okay, get over it.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
I think that's perhaps...
It's over.
...a bit of an overstatement.
It's not an overstatement. It's an uber statement. Okay?
What?
Brilliant.
Meanwhile, BBC head of brand Siobhan Sharp has arrived to present the BBC with a hello present to end all hello presents from PR giant Fun Media. The idea of a completely new online platform, BBC Me.
I mean, like television. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Yes, they're very good.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Against the background of a changing media environment, her mission is nothing less than to introduce the Renewal Group to the idea of the future so that everybody knows how it works and where it's coming from and will be able both to recognise it and know what to do with it when it arrives.
I mean, I can see where you're going with this.
You so cannot.
But just to inject a note of reality for a moment, I mean, nearly 9 million people are watching Happy Valley at the moment.
Okay.
I mean, okay, it's not Morecambe and Wise anymore.
Okay, so I didn't even know what that is, okay?
No, but still, it's a lot of people, that's all.
Okay, so I'm talking about the future here, right?
Well...
Okay, and you're talking about the past.
I'm talking about last Wednesday.
Okay, that's exactly my point. Okay, that's over, right?
Yeah. W1A there. Ophelia Loveybond was in with us. She's in that.
Last week,
just so you know.
A lovely lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was. I like W1A because, you know, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter. If you have ever worked in or around or for the BBC, it works on that tiny little layer at the top. But actually, it's just every office, isn't it? It's just management speak.
Yeah, but I also kind of like the way that the references which are in there, they're all programmes which we know about. So there's a point where there's another board meeting where they're discussing what to do this cross-dressing footballer.
Yeah.
They don't want to put him on Match of the Day again because he was awful, but they know they need to include him on the BBC. So like, why don't we just put him on A Question of Sport? Because we can't hide him away on Question of Sport. And there's like references like that. It's like, why don't you become a Top Gear presenter? It's all that kind of stuff where you kind of see, they do kind of hide those kind of people away.
But what's interesting about it in that sense is it's making a mockery of the very thing that the BBC is now championing. But it's like no one's noticed. You're going, do you not see how ludicrous this entire thing is?
Well, I kind of think the BBC also kind of acknowledging
they
that.
I think they know it's ludicrous, but they've got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is like a nice little outlook for them to just go, for goodness sake. But here we are, we're doing it.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. All right.
Tonight, anyway, BBC Two, 10 PM.
All right.
Episode 2.
Was that a clip from that one or the old one?
I can't
literally
remember.
Don't know. All right, fine.
I didn't get it myself. Fine. I think it might be from last night.
That's because you were too busy making bolognese on toast for the hungry workers of Talk Radio.
Grated
all
cheese.
Right, stay there. Stay there for there's more TV reviewing to come from Work Experience, Ricky. This is Talk Radio. You're listening to it in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion. Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success. Tomorrow night from 7 on The James Whale Show on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
60% off all Wren kitchens and an AEG dishwasher for just £179, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry! Dishwasher offer ends tonight at 8 PM.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Performing Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's still long delays this afternoon on the M62. Two lanes remain closed westbound between junctions 21 and 20 near Milne Row after a vehicle fire. Queues back to junction 22. No change, I'm afraid, just out of Basildon on the London-bound Southend Arterial Road through West Horndon. That's still closed following an accident. Problems to the west of Sittingbourne in Kent, the A2 Key Coal Hill around Newington is currently closed both ways because of an accident. And the Truro Road in and out of Bodmin still closed through Llanavet following an accident there. I'm Joanna Adams.
A four-pack of Peroni Nastro Azzurro is just £5.50 at the Co-op. Perfect for an action-packed night in front of the telly this autumn. Another deal for you from the Co-op. 330ml bottles subject to availability. See participating stores for details. 18 plus, please drink responsibly.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to, well, a different time to the one I mentioned earlier. Now, we are with Ricky. He's going to be bringing some more television reviews. But we've been looking at the news, been talking about the news. Marcus Brigstocke was in. We were discussing Brexit, of course. We were discussing the Labour Party and the state they're in at the moment. There's divisions in the Labour Party. There's divisions in the Tory Party over Brexit. We know that. Boris Johnson, Philip Hammond coming out against him over the weekend. That's going on. We've got NFL players kneeling on the floor instead of playing football to... some reason over there and this over there, and there's a thing there, isn't there? And Angela Merkel's back in power, but not with the majority she had. And anyway, that was a coalition, and now the coalition have lost seats, so they can't be a coalition. So they've gone back to being the opposition party, and then the far-right anti-Islam party, and now the third party in Germany. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
We're here to help, as ever, and we do it, of course, by going truly global and bringing in Japanese poetry into the mix. They themselves have just called an election, by the way, a year early. So it's syllable-based, isn't it? It's 5-7-5. That's how Japanese poetry traditionally... traditionally, short-form Oriental verse works. And when you mash it up with current affairs, what do you get? You get the news in haikus.
American footballs on its knees, just like Donald's popularity.
The news in haikus. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and Ricky is with us for Work Experience Punditry. And we're talking television, of course, and we have talked already about W1A, which is on tonight on BBC Two at
10 p.m.
That's all I was going to say. Right, what are we talking about now, Ricky?
Strictly's back.
Oh.
Right? No?
Couldn't give a...
Is it? I thought it was back last week.
Well, it was back the week before that.
Actually, hang on. Yes, it was. What?
It was back... Well,
no, I thought it was...
Saturday Just Gone was the first proper episode.
Well, what was it before then?
Well, 2 weeks ago we had the pairs matching up.
Yeah.
And then the week before that we had a tribute to Sir Bruce Forsyth.
Right.
What, for the whole show? I thought that was just the beginning of a show.
I don't know, I didn't watch it, but I assume so. And then this this episode,
yeah.
Was it proper, back in proper, 15 couples.
Yeah.
15 couples.
15 couples?
Bear in mind how long the programme is anyway, 15 couples all get having a dance. Oh, it went on for a while. I only watched it.
I know it's popular.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just not... I couldn't...
Look, I watch it differently to everyone else. Everyone else is watching it for the actual dancing. I watch it on the basis of who's most likely to have an affair.
Oh, because that is a Strictly thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a Strictly curse.
It's a
Strictly.
Yes. And I tell you, watching it, you think those two might.
Right.
Those two might.
Really?
Oh, it's great fun.
Right.
Yeah, and those two wouldn't... No. Oh, he is a dad.
Oh.
He might. It's a good game. You should consider.
Right.
My other issue with this year's Strictly, not that I watch it properly, but just going off, you know, first impressions. There's too many good dancers in it. They're too good.
This is a problem.
I thought the whole fun of these programmes was the rubbish ones.
Yeah,
isn't it? That's the point, isn't it?
Or even just mediocre. They've got a bit of rhythm, but in 12 weeks' time, they might be really good. For an amateur,
yeah.
Right? Mm. There's some of the people in there. I was watching. I was like, "Oh goodness!" But Debbie McGee, was sensational.
Yeah,
she's
a dancer. She's a trained dancer.
I didn't realise she's a ballet dancer.
She used to star in her own ballet.
Yeah, she was a director of like the Debbie McGee ballet school or something
like
that.
That's right. Yeah,
I was like, "Oh, okay." So there's literally a pro dancer. She was obviously great.
Yeah,
Aston from JLS.
Is he a dancer?
He can do flips.
He could do flips and everything. He's a very, very good dancer.
Right.
So he's done a foxtrot. I was like, well, that's not a traditional foxtrot. It's a very modern foxtrot. I get quite upset about this type of stuff.
Right. I can tell.
Yeah. So not happy with that.
Brian Conley's a hoofer.
Is he a dancer?
He can. He's an all-round entertainer. Like,
yeah.
He can dance.
He's a red coat or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. He can dance.
The other one, Alexandra Burke. Pop star and West End star, Alexandra Burke.
Probably had some dance training.
She might have done a bit of dancing. So you got those three in it. I mean, it does make it good because some of it's at least watchable. But what are the days of Anne Widdecombe strutting around a dance floor?
Who's this year's Anne Widdecombe? Is it Susan Calman or is it Richard Coles?
Oh, it'll probably be like Ruth Langsford.
I don't know what that is.
Eamon Holmes.
Eamon's Ruth.
Oh, that Ruth.
Yeah.
Well, if you said Eamon's Ruth and make it like
your
he owns
mum.
Her... Then that's
she's
fine.
Your mum, isn't she? Because Eamon Holmes is your dad.
We've got a quick clip of Ruth in training.
All right.
It's Anton!
Here we go. Heel, toe, toe lower. Heel.
Oh, sorry. Anton is a fabulous teacher. He's really patient.
Heel.
Wrong one.
Heel, toe.
Very funny.
Heel. First day, brilliant. Step, side together, side. Lovely.
Well, I've learnt to walk backwards today. My feet are not straight.
No, I know, you're all over the place, but you're doing it nicely. If a lady can move backwards beautifully, that is gold. Side, long, back, side, don't worry, back is only a career, and back, side.
Don't you love the skits? They're great, aren't they?
I've never seen it. I'm never going to. It's not for me. It doesn't matter. It's for other people, and that's fine. It's just, I can't, who's got that time on a Saturday? No.
Well, it was 2.5 hours. I fancied Lord of the Rings over it any day.
Yeah.
2.5 hours long.
It's a long old programme. Long old programme.
Just people dancing. I don't... you know, hey, people find it hugely entertaining and that's fine. I simply don't see the appeal.
It's sort of... Like, it doesn't even have the sob stories that X Factor have. It's not as emotional. So you wonder why people watch it. It's really bland.
But also, wasn't the novelty, and again, like you were saying, back when it started, it was, oh, there's a celebrity from... and they're doing a thing that you don't normally associate them with, and therefore it's interesting. But now, as there are dancers in it, you know, are we interested, really, in seeing Debbie McGee do a dance? I don't know that I am.
I don't know. It's just, as you kind of said, it's one of the kind of social things to watch, then discuss the next day in the office,
which we're now doing. thing.
Yeah, and it's worked. The only other thing I wanted to add on this, we've got a new judge who's come in to replace Len, who's obviously busy rhyming right.
Is
words.
Is it Judge Dredd? Because if it's Judge Dredd, then
no,
I would...
that would be great, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, she's Dredd. Called Shirley Ballas. And I kind of Ballas, I think.
All right.
But she's like really, she's quite attractive, a mumsy. So in the same way, kind of Con loves his mum.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you wanted to add?
No, no, more to add. Yeah. She's cheeky though, because she adds extra bits to marking when she gets the numbers out.
Yeah,
she go a very entertaining performance. 7. And I go, no, well, hang on, you just say numbers there. You can't, that can't be her new thing, that she just adds another line in when she wants.
Right.
Not on.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she broken with protocol?
Well, in my protocol, yeah.
All right.
I've got a very strict rule book.
Strictly rule book.
Strictly rules.
Very good.
Yeah. Strictly rule breaking.
Yeah.
Do you want one more?
Yeah, because I'm not interested in Strictly.
No?
So I do want one
how
more.
Were the pyramids built?
Now I'm interested in this.
By
now
slaves.
You're talking. Now, good. Why do you go with this earlier? We could have gone on this forever.
I don't know.
Pyramid aliens.
Sometimes I come in with these documentaries that I watch and no one cares.
Aliens.
I
like
to talk
this.
To myself
aliens.
About them.
Definitely.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Don't they know how the pyramids are?
Well,
built?
They think they do, but they don't.
Well, according well, to
what,
a new
sorry, what do you know?
I'm quite good on pyramids. I know about pyramids.
Well, you think you know,
yeah.
but you don't.
Oh,
why,
yeah.
What do you know?
I read all the books.
What do the books say?
Well, what's interesting about the building of the pyramids, of course, because you know the idea that they were tombs, but there's never been any evidence of any bodies being found inside them. Which is interesting as tombs, or treasures or anything else. But also the fact that if you visit the Great Pyramid, for example, what will strike you is the precision with which the blocks, certainly inside, are cut and put together, with no room to even get a piece of paper down there or anything else. And they didn't have tools necessarily back then, as we know about, to cut rocks that straightly. And actually, you can't replicate that now. So the idea of how they were built by slaves with hewn rock is fascinating, I think.
It is fascinating. However, I think we always underestimate how advanced people were at making things. Like, tools. Why wouldn't they be able to have tools?
We haven't got tools that do it now.
Yeah, I know, but when you on this programme that was on last night on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. called Egypt's Great Pyramid, The New Evidence.
What's the new evidence?
The new evidence was they found a flat-packed boat very close to the tomb.
Pyramid. They do, yeah.
And with that, there was a papyrus paper, which was being translated and read into. And the way they believe they transported the massive slabs of rock was they built massive canals up to the pyramids themselves and then brought them over.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting. It's an hour-long thing to find out how they built a boat and how they transported the blocks. But then you're like, oh, okay, so you got the rock there, but how have you made the pyramid? That bit was still unsure. Like, no, we didn't answer that question.
Yeah.
Just everything around
it. You move rock about. I accept that that's conceivable with canals. That all makes entire sense because there are irrigation channels. But what is interesting as well is all the voids inside the pyramid and the Sphinx that no one's investigated yet. There's all that stuff, and I think that's quite an interesting area.
I find it amazing how you can find a flat-pack boat. There wasn't IKEA in that day either.
Yeah.
You see those street artists who make dogs out of sand.
Yeah.
And what the trick is actually they've just got a mould and then they pour some sand on it and then they just pretend they're finishing it off all day.
Because you never see them start, do you?
No, no.
Those sand sculpting people.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
Same with pyramids.
Yeah.
It's just a massive mould.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some sand on.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's got a point.
There's your, there you go.
So basically, you know,
I bet they won't put that out on the MSN.
No.
MSM.
No.
The mainstream media. But you're hearing it here on Talk Radio.
I bet that's sort of an early case, isn't it? Just someone wanting money. Just there was probably a bloke sitting there with a hat.
Yeah.
Fairs or something.
Definitely.
And someone just chucking coins in it. Going, ask him, you've done a great sand sculpture, mate.
Yeah.
Up all night doing that. You didn't see me start it, though, did you? Just finishing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's right. Anyway, aliens.
Nah.
Right. Ricky, thank you very much for coming in for today's television review.
Thanks.
Oh, what a feast it was. The big debate is on the way next. That's the big debate at 3, because it's almost 3. A tiny child will discuss the news and play a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify. That's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. And there is a game of band or NFL terminology as we bring you all the latest on that and other stuff and news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Time to unleash your inner captain of industry and become a legend amongst your co-workers. Just imagine it. You'll be offered so many cups of tea, they might even give you a funny nickname. But how to up your game? Well, you could start with Premier Inn Business. Our tools make it easy to manage your bookings across our 750 hotels, saving your company time and money. And once that's sorted, you'll be well on your way to having all your jokes laughed at. Even the rubbish ones. Stop searching and start saving with Premier Inn Business.
I'm a dead man!
Tim, Mudston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated home plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job. Easy to manage candidates. Easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby premium cement in plastic packaging for only £3.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. It's Monday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour to end PFI deals. Pupil arrest on suspicion of attempted murder and Uber's apology.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor's promise to end the private finance initiative if Labour gets into power. The scheme sees private firms complete and manage public projects. John McDonnell has told his party conference it's a scandal how much money gets paid out.
Over the next few decades, nearly £200 billion is scheduled to be paid out of public sector budgets in PFI deals. In the NHS alone, £830 million in pre-tax profits have been made over the last 6 years.
A 16-year-old schoolgirl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. It's after a welfare officer was stabbed at a secondary in Lincolnshire. Talk Radio's Toby Gillies has more.
Police say the 61-year-old woman was attacked at Winterton Community Academy just before 9 o'clock this morning. She's being treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. It reportedly happened in a school office while other children were in classrooms. The head teacher says he wants to reassure parents what happened was an isolated incident.
A 20-year-old man has been arrested in Cardiff in connection with the Parsons Green tube bomb attack. He's the seventh person to be detained over the blast in West London. The chief executive of Uber has issued an apology for mistakes which led to it being stripped of its license to operate in London. He's admitted the private hire firm got things wrong. A man accused of being involved in the alleged kidnapping of a British model is fighting extradition to Italy. Chloe Ayling claims she was lured to Milan for a fake photo shoot in July before being held captive for almost a week. Italian police want to question Michael Herbert over it, who remains in custody here. And Leonardo DiCaprio is supporting the expansion of a university conservation project in Kenya. Hollywood actor's $50,000 will go towards Edinburgh-based scientists working with Kenyan villagers and researchers to protect threatened mangrove forests and fund community development.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good old Leo.
Yeah.
Yep. Victoria there with the news. Now, Victoria will be back in 26 minutes. With today's bonus news, of course, which will be for those wishing to know everything that's happening in the world outside of those just 2 minutes of news there. Animal, vegetable, mineral, animal news today. And we've already heard about little breathing masks for animals.
Yeah, and actually there's a python story which I wanted to do in the real news, but not animal news as well.
Oh.
So a man was found dead and his python was nearby. And now police are investigating whether there's a link. Did the python do it? They don't know.
Was it his python or mm-hmm. a python?
No, it was he had pet pythons.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? There's an inquest and everything.
That is interesting.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was appropriate for animal news because you don't like stories.
How does a python kill a human?
Well, they would wrap themselves around and squeeze.
I thought that was a boa constrictor.
Oh, yeah, I don't
venom,
know.
Venom.
Maybe it bit, yeah. I don't know enough about snakes.
No. Mm. Great. So
I've got to do the weather.
Yeah, I know. Weather. There's weather. Do you know a lot about the weather?
No.
All right, here it is anyway.
Talk Radio National Weather.
National Weather.
Sunshine in the west, cloudy and wet further east, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Back, as I say, in 25 minutes now with today's animal news. If it's happening in the world of animals, it'll be happening here. And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho will face no further action from the FA following his sending off against Southampton on Saturday. He was sent to the stands by referee Craig Pawson for encroaching on the pitch during stoppage time in his side's 1-0 win at St Mary's. Scotland have included uncapped defender Liam Cooper in their squad to face Slovakia and Slovenia in next month's World Cup qualifiers. Stoke midfielder Darren Fletcher returns after injury. Sheffield Wednesday striker Stephen Fletcher is also recalled. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he tried to sign Gareth Barry 8 years ago, but he joined Manchester City instead. The West Brom midfielder will break the Premier League's appearance record if he faces the North London club tonight. There have been several managerial casualties so far today. Gillingham have sacked Aidy Pennock as boss, with the team third bottom of League One. Oldham have sacked John Sheridan, and Ross County have sacked Jim McIntyre, with the club third bottom of the Scottish Premiership. And in cricket, Graham Onions will leave Durham at the end of the season after failing to agree terms on a new contract with the club. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport, powered by TalkSport. Interesting gossip, Victoria. Just told us to join the sport there. Anyway, 7 minutes past 7 minutes past 3 o'clock. I mean, I thought they, but not didn't know about them.
No, neither did I.
That's very interesting. Oh, they're all at it, aren't they?
It is disgusting.
I mean, it's a den of iniquity.
Yeah, here. Out there, you know, there should be a moral code. I think I might write up a moral and stick it on the door.
They won't listen to you.
You know what? I might bring some copies of the Bible in for everyone to read.
It's
because what they're doing out there is frankly disgusting.
Well, it's like it's Old Testament, so I mean, you'd have to rip. It's a bit like Sodom and Gomorrah, so you'd have to tear that bit out of the Bible. Okay. Otherwise, I might just copy that bit.
I will be, you know, especially for the TalkSport boys.
I know, and the bit about the Ark, because you know, 2x2 according to some of the rumors. Isn't that right, Marta?
Yes.
There you go. So he told you. Right. Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's crack on with the programme.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Because it's time for the big debate. So Talk Radio Afternoons, hello, I'm John Holmes, and Angela Merkel, as you will have been hearing, is re-elected for a fourth term in Germany. Yet with her party's worst result in 70 years. Her current coalition party, Social Democratic SPD, will go into the opposition, having faced historic losses, while the right-wing anti-Islam party, the AfD, has won its first seat and is now the third party in Germany. Meanwhile, over here, Labour are having their conference in Brighton, of course. Much talk about PFI, the Private Finance Initiative contracts. They're also proposing a cap on credit card bills for idiots who don't know how to manage their money properly. Plus, they don't want to discuss Brexit. Well, they voted to not discuss it on the main floor of the conference. Meanwhile, American football is on its knees. And not in a sexy way. As angry Trump calls them all a mild swear word. So there is a lot going on, much to discuss. On the line, Mike has called in. Caller Mike, 03444991000. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Listen, thank you very much for calling in. You heard me talking there, and I understand you heard me say the word knees and you heard me say the word cap, and you put them together. Is that right?
I have, yeah. And you know why? It's because my kneecap currently is driving me mental.
Right. Okay. But this is a personal... Before we get on to that, but I don't understand why you're calling for a ban on all kneecaps.
Well, it's the thing. Like, I bashed my knee on the corner of my bed this morning.
Yeah.
And now I'm currently lying down with my leg in the air trying to elevate it with an ice pack on it.
Yes.
It's just... It's too fragile, John.
Right.
It's fragile and it's not efficient enough. We need change.
Right. So you're calling for change of kneecaps into something else. I mean, presumably you have a suggestion as to what we should replace kneecaps with.
Yeah, it's the 21st century, John. Let's get wheels on.
Wheels.
You know what I mean?
Wheels.
Yeah.
Right. In the cap gap. You want the top end. Let's just be clear on this, because a lot of people will be listening to you and going, he's right. The top of the leg exists. Where the kneecap currently is, we put a wheel, and the bottom end of the leg just operates off a wheel.
Yeah, you know, it's like those old G.I. Joe action figures used to have,
right,
which are basically amounted to in the joints. It was a ball and socket joint that's held together with an elastic band.
Yes.
That is equivalent to what your knee actually does.
Yeah.
And you know what? The patella, which is your kneecap, barely covers that. I say we get rid of the whole thing, turn it into a wheel mechanism.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The robots will get it right.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting point of view. I want to bring in Crimson. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, yes. And I happen to be coming from a very personal position as well.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
You see, I'm actually unfortunate enough to know what life is like without kneecaps. And,
right.
You see, a while ago, I owed a lot of money to a moneylender called Ahmed Shark.
Yeah.
And I owed him a lot of money. And, you see, he had it organised that my kneecaps were surgically replaced with saucers.
Yeah.
And that all my saucers were replaced with kneecaps. And,
right.
You know... My saucers are the best they've ever been. I absolutely adore my new saucers, but my kneecaps are terrible.
Right.
I had a terrible fall, and now my knees are just full of
it would shatter, wouldn't it? Yeah, I mean, that's the point, isn't it? If you know the knee cap, and if that's what we're talking about, is the cap on the knee? I mean, it's just
flexible, it's robust, and it really does its job. You know,
but it's interesting. Sorry.
Your friend there fantasizes about replacing his kneecap.
Yeah.
I'll let him know. It's not as good as it sounds.
Right. Okay, yeah, but it depends what you replace it with. I mean, he's calling for wheels, not saucers. But anyway, hang on. The IRA famously used kneecaps as currency, didn't they, in the 1970s? That's when that caught on, hence the pressing need to collect them from loyalists. And they, you know, and that for a time just became a sort of trade, in a way. It became the currency, as I say, of people, because they're coin-like, aren't they? Big, but they're sort of like a big coin.
Well, I think that's really clever, actually, because, you know, I actually want to see more things replaced by kneecaps, because my source, like I said, have been fantastic.
Yeah.
So I want to see the faces of clocks. I want to see plates. I want to see soups, spoons.
Yeah.
All sorts of things.
So you're not calling for an end to kneecaps, just a redistribution of the kneecap skills.
Give me more.
All right. Well, Mike, what do you make of that? We redistribute. We retrain the kneecap.
I think he's mental. The kneecap is rubbish. All it takes is a minor knock, and for instance, my entire leg is seized up.
Yeah.
If you're going to use that for anything else, it's going to be just as fragile and just as useless.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
a saucer
poor
is...
you. Boo-hoo.
Well,
boo-hoo to poor little Mikey. Imagine having it shattered into pieces, and every time you walk, you feel the searing pain of jagged
China
digging into your ligaments.
Yeah, but hang on, but you're saying that China... I don't quite understand your point, because if you're saying replace it with China... Then you're...
No, I'm not. I'm saying that's what's happened to me.
Right.
It's awful.
Okay.
Are you listening, John? Would you mind opening up your ears?
Not really.
You're the host of a national radio program.
Of sorts, but... let's talk about kneecap manufacturing, because it's all very well, you know, you're saying replace them, but what's going to pay for it? That's the question, isn't it? I mean, the government... are the government doing enough, Crimson? Are the government doing enough?
No, and like I hope they don't go down the path I did by owing money to some
The government. I mean, there's the GDP, of course, and you know, and the Britain's debt, of course. If a shark does come around and bite off the country's metaphorical kneecap,
yeah,
that would leave us all in the same. In the same.
What kind of shark? I don't care much for politics, but I like sharks. What's your favourite shark, John?
Hammerhead. What about these people that? But this is the Labour Party conference is going on right now, as we know, in Brighton. All right, now they are suggesting a lift of the kneecap. Right, that is 1%, as you know, public sector workers given more knees, which let us not forget were used as currency in the 1970s in Ireland. Right, but surely you can't be against Mike public sector workers being given as many knees as they want, like an octopus, but with legs, not tentacles.
Well, look, if we start relying upon the kneecap, we're going to find ourselves completely without a leg to stand on.
Right.
We're going to be left completely bereft of any actual value in our economy at all. We're going to be like a one-legged man in a bun-kicking contest.
What do you make of the threat of climate change? Because the kneecaps, the melting of the kneecaps, obviously, is a particular issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I blame kneecaps, quite frankly.
Yeah.
If kneecaps were better, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
Explain
what you mean, because you're not being very clear about that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If everyone had better kneecaps,
yeah,
would we really be struggling to create so much energy? I mean, you know, when we make energy, we create pollution. When we pollute the world, we melt the kneecaps. The kneecaps melt into the
sea.
And after all, the polar caps are just the planet's kneecaps, aren't they? They're the fulcrum upon which the entire planet operates. And they're rubbish.
Can I ask you a question, Mike?
Go for it.
Does Santa's sleigh have wheels?
Does what?
Santa's sleigh have wheels?
Yes, no. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't, does it? Because wheels aren't very good in the snow. So when we all freeze over in the ice age, your wheelie knees are not going to do you any good, my friend. You need some good, strong caps to slide on.
Right.
Look, mate, you could keep your opinions to yourself.
Well,
he's
phoned a radio station, so the point of he's not keeping.
Yeah, and he'd share my opinions
to himself, is he? The government have said this as well. I'm just getting the figures up here. 40,000 more kneecaps by 2018. Now, this is the case, isn't it? That students coming out of university now, £40,000 in debt, they can't afford to get a rung on that kneecap ladder. They can't climb it, right? Yeah. Because they can't afford the knees to climb any kind of ladder, let alone a kneecap ladder or a housing ladder or any sort of ladder, right?
Poor children.
I know. So they can't afford it. The government have promised to help, but really, I mean, is that enough, is my question to you, which I'm not sure we've answered. 40,000 kneecaps, is that enough?
Well, I would like to volunteer myself. I'll go around the campuses with a sack full of kneecaps, and I'll hand them out to all the good, kind of like a Santa, a kneecap Santa.
A kneecap Santa. I don't think anyone would be calling for that. But is it...
But I'm doing it anyway, John.
Is it the fault of manufacturing? Because Britain, let's look at the history of this. Britain used to make the best kneecaps in the world, those kneecap yards up in Glasgow, didn't they? And then, you know, Mrs. Thatcher, obviously, they called her the kneecap snatcher, you'll remember, used to take them away from children. And since then, we've had this, I guess, this shortage of it. So people should be hanging on to their kneecaps, shouldn't they?
I beg you all, the whole of the country, please. Yeah. Count yourself lucky to have them still.
Yeah, but you've got them, but you're using them as saucers, you idiot.
Well, that wasn't my fault. They were stolen from me in the prime of my life.
Well, you can't.
I miss my kneecaps.
Are you...
Please, just send me kneecaps.
How many kneecaps, yes or no?
No. Yes.
No. Conflicting answers there, that's for sure, but... So are you calling for kneecaps to be handed in then? Let's say there's some sort of... Okay, let's say there's an amnesty. Let's say tomorrow the government, the police, they say, all right, if you don't want kneecaps, we make it optional, right? Tough on kneecaps, tough on the causes of kneecaps. You take them to the police, say you hand them in, no questions asked, and we start to take them out of circulation.
Mike, would you volunteer for that?
Look, if I can get rid of my kneecaps, and I'd be up for it, quite frankly.
Right. Would you work... Okay, What?
Maybe I could have yours then, Mike.
You're my kneecaps, you can have them, mate. Have mine, have my wife's, have
See,
my
that's
children.
Quite nice.
Have all of them. I don't want them anymore. They're rubbish.
Should we continue to put them up Mother Brown?
Oh, stick about Mother Brown right off all the way to town.
Right, thank you very much indeed. That's all we've got time for, really, in the debate. Sum it up for me in one word, please, Mike.
Ugh, awful.
Thank you. Crimson?
Slippily, slidily.
Good. Right, well, kneecaps. I mean, you've got them, probably. But do we need them? Should we have them? Should we continue to use them? Lot of arguments for and against there, of course. American football wouldn't be able to go down on them if they were gone, would they? You're right, Cornelia.
Yeah.
Okay. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. It's 2017. We've got wiring diagrams and floral wheelie bin covers that you get from those sort of little catalogues that you get free that fall out of magazines. Why do we need kneecaps? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever
literally. It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 GB and use within 3 years, 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection. Subject to status and credit checks. Swap 24 loan required. 18+ terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
Modern life is hectic. Queue in for the bathroom. Packing the kids' lunchboxes. Doing the school run. Walking the dog. Sprinting after the bus. Making that deadline. Cheeky catch up with the girlies. Then racing to pick up the kids so we're home for tea time. Oh, nothing in the fridge.
Don't come home to an empty fridge. New Tesco same-day delivery. Order by one for delivery after 7. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability. Excludes Sunday delivery charges apply.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have 2 lanes closed, queuing traffic and recovery work. It's due to a fuel spillage and an earlier mobile crane fire. It's on the M62 westbound between Junction 21 and Junction 20 for Rochdale. And congestion is back to Junction 22 and travel time is around an hour. And elsewhere in Staffordshire, slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 northbound that is between the Keel services and Junction 16 around Stoke. All lanes have been reopened but delays remain. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI. Discover your smile. At all protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in to today's big debate, of course. You can hear them being rustled as we speak. Quite a contentious issue. We've got kneecaps now, obviously, but we know that we are losing them. I mean, climate change is putting an end to them, slowly but surely. We've been talking about that. The government, they've promised 40,000 more kneecaps by 2018. How is it that young people can even afford to have kneecaps when they're coming out of university in debt? And how would they climb the ladder? Any ladder, actually. Housing, at all. Any ladder. Housing, step, How would they get on any of them without kneecaps? Because they, you need the leg to bend. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. This one's from Tracy. He says, John, speaking as a mother who doesn't have any children, I am confronted by kneecaps on a daily basis. And frankly, I just have to have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
So that's okay. This one's from someone. Cock kneecaps, yeah. John, which of course are flat caps. Consider yourself at home with one, like I do with me old bamboo, and that's coming from Big Mo, who's up the apples and pears.
Thank you very much indeed. Alex said we shouldn't have a cap on any knees, they should be unlimited. The polar kneecaps melting, it would make Canada buckle down into Africa. That's true. Not people haven't been thinking about that. Of course, if you remove it, Canada would crush down into Africa.
Buckle.
And Jeff,
the buckle.
Yeah. Jeff said we had one fitted, but then our cat died. So now lots of neighbours' cats are using it now. I should block it up, really, brackets, only half listening. Well, look, do we need kneecaps? Kneecaps, Jeff. We've got wiring diagrams now in 2017, don't we, in those floral wheelie bin covers that you get in those magazines that fall out of catalogues that fall out of other magazines. Why do we need kneecaps? 8-7-2-2-2
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And while you're pondering that, I think it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops!
So, earlier on the programme, we promised you a xylophone tune, and a xylophone tune you will get. All you have to do, by way of a little bit of fun for a Monday afternoon, is identify the tune. The trick is, it's played by a 7-year-old child. And what you get, if you guess it correctly, is a Toddler Pops, for that is the feature, certificate. Now, a Toddler Pops certificate is a must-have item. If you correctly guess what the tune is, you could be in line to get one. Now, the getter of the certificate is simply picked at random from all of the correct entries that we get. I mean, it's not even a certificate, if I'm honest. What it is a PDF that Cornelius made in the office with I guessed the...
I think making it in the office gives it too much sort of thing. I definitely made it whilst we were on the air.
Yeah.
So it's not as good as if I sort of set time aside to make it in the office. I made it very much during an advert break on my very slow laptop in the studio.
So, certificate is a broad term, but what it is something that just says on it, I correctly guessed the tune on the Toddler Pops feature on the John Holmes Show in the afternoons on Talk Radio, 1-4, open brackets, 1-4, close brackets. But anyway, you could be in with a shout. All we need from you is the correct answer to what the song is. Are we going, what is it, artist and title or what? What's the...
Yeah, artist and title.
Artist
today.
And title. Text or tweet your guess. 8-7-2-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then perhaps use the hashtag.
Oh, hashtag toddler pops. Sorry, you have to put hashtag toddler pops.
You have to put hashtag toddler pops.
You do.
And then one lucky person will be picked randomly to get the certificate. So, before she played the xylophone, it was customary, of course, to ask Maisie, for that's who's doing it, how she was.
Hello, Maisie.
Hello, John.
What are you doing down there on the floor?
I'm bending the knee, John, like those NFL players in America.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, the ones protesting against police brutality.
Trump called them sons of...
Yeah, we know what he called them, don't we? Thank you. But it's because they don't want to do the national anthem. He says they're unpatriotic.
They're like Jeremy Corbyn. He famously doesn't like our national anthem, does he?
Well, that is true, isn't it? Because once he stood silent and refused to say it at the at a Battle of Britain memorial.
Exactly. Although I think he hasn't got the strength to stand due to being half vegan.
Yeah, well, I suppose...
And now he's staying silent on Brexit at his own conference. Won't he even discuss it?
Yeah, it does seem a bit strange, doesn't it?
He's a son of a Brexit, and he's half vegan.
I think we should,
play a tune.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
So what's the tune? Quite an easy... I'd say that was quite a simple
one. That is the easiest one in the world.
Come on. What artist...
And Victoria's still got it wrong.
Artist untitled. And you could be in with a chance of getting, I guess, the tune on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the afternoons. PDF. We don't actually even send you a certificate. You just print it off yourself.
Yeah, email it to you.
Write your own name on it. That's 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Toddler Pops.
Let's very quickly hear the very difficult song once again. It is. Get your answers in. We'll give you the answer to it after the news, of course, with Victoria. Bonus news also on the way with Victoria. And a game of band or NFL terminology. You know about the bended knee of the NFL, but what is some of the terms? They sound a lot like band names. But can you differentiate between the two? That's on the way in the next half an hour. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor says the Labour government would end all private finance initiative contracts. They involve private companies providing money for things like new hospitals and then charging annual fees. John McDonnell made the announcement at the party's annual conference in Brighton.
We've already pledged that there will be no new PFI deals signed by us in government, but we'll go further. We'll bring existing PFI contracts back in-house. We're bringing them back.
A 16-year-old girl has been arrested on suspicion of the attempted murder of a welfare officer at a secondary school in Lincolnshire. The 61-year-old woman is being treated for non-life-threatening stab wounds. A 20-year-old has become the seventh person to be arrested in connection with a tube bombing in West London 10 days ago. He was detained in Cardiff. An 18-year-old has been charged over the attack, while two others are still in police custody. Uber's boss has issued a grovelling apology 5 days before it's due to be banned from operating in London. The chief exec of the private hire firm says they're appealing against the decision with the knowledge they need to make changes. In an open letter, Dara Khosrowshahi admits the company got things wrong, leading to its licence not being renewed. And Scarlett Moffat's theory on time travel has reportedly got the backing of legendary physicist Stephen Hawking. The former Gogglebox star said on I'm a Celebrity that she reckons the pyramids were designed by people from the future. While her theory was ridiculed by her campmates, Professor Hawking has allegedly emailed Scarlett to suggest she could be right.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Give me that again.
So, on I'm a Celeb, Scarlett Moffat said that she thought the pyramids were designed by people from the future. She was mocked.
Yeah.
Which you can kind of see why.
Yeah.
But apparently... Stephen Hawking, who's known for being very intelligent and clued up on science, has reportedly, emailed her to say she might be right.
He probably fancies her.
Wow.
That's probably
very reductive, John.
That's probably what it is. He's probably gone, quite fancy, though. We were talking about the pyramids earlier because there was a programme on Channel 4 about the mysteries of the pyramids. So we were just talking about that. If you'd been listening to the show.
I know.
We were talking about
it. Just like you don't listen to my news.
I do. Aliens.
Yep.
Anyway.
The weather,
yeah.
Cloudy for most nights, yeah. And patchy drizzle, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be dull to start with places. We'll see some fog, low cloud and drizzle.
Yep.
Slowly a lift.
Yep.
Then most places will become dry and sunny with some light wind, highs of 19. There's more in 26 minutes.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more now because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Her bulletins are smaller than they ought to be, but she still gets paid the same.
The right decision.
And so...
I don't question how much you get paid.
The right decision. And so we bring you bonus news to make the time up, because why not? Animal, vegetable, mineral, it covers most things off. Today, animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
A horse called Slim has had to be cut out of his horse box by firefighters after he somehow got stuck in it upside down.
What? He got stuck in
it? You weren't listening. I could see you weren't. You were trying to have it off with Cornelius.
Have it off? He was directing me towards a computer screen.
I can't see behind the computer screen.
I was just gesturing. While I was listening to you, and I was, because there's an upside down horse, we'll discuss that in a moment, I was gesturing at the computer screen for something to Cornelius to look at that was work-related.
Yes.
That is all. Anyway, there's an upside down horse.
It's not upside down anymore.
No. How did it get in there upside
down? We don't know.
I mean, did it do a roly-poly while it was in there?
I don't know.
I thought the point of a horse box, it was narrow and thus the horse...
Yeah, but Slim...
Well, he's Slim, maybe that's how.
Maybe, yeah, but who knows what happened.
Slim the horse.
But two fire crews had to go to him in South Gloucestershire. Hmm. He had to be sedated for them to do this.
Yeah.
And they managed to get him out. He was slightly grazed, but otherwise fine.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Still don't know how he got upside down. That's the
no, we don't know.
Point of the story, isn't it?
Well, why? No one knows.
Okay.
It's a mystery of our time.
People from the future.
Mm.
I bet that's what Scarlett Moffat would think. If you said to her, how did the horse get upside down? She'd go, future people. Stephen Hawking could go, yes. That could be it. What are you doing later?
John, not everything is to do with someone trying to cop off.
It is in this building.
It was when John just pointed at a computer screen.
Yeah.
I can see behind it.
Well.
Well.
Anyway,
yeah.
Surfing dogs.
Yay.
The 9th annual event of the Surf City Surf Dog Competition in Huntington Beach in California has taken place. Around 70 dogs
died.
Took part.
No. Oh,
and
sorry.
Survived. No one died. Do you want to know who won?
Yep.
Yeah.
Prince Dudeman, obviously. Yeah. He was wearing sunglasses.
Was he?
Yeah, he won in obviously. The small dog category. So basically, the dogs had 12 minutes to ride the waves.
Do they glue the dog's feet to the...
No, but they do wear...
Wetsuits?
No, not
wetsuits.
Life jacket, that's the one I'm looking for.
Buoyancy aids.
Correct.
Right.
So they have 12 minutes to ride the waves, and they're judged on things like confidence, riding time, and ability. And in an even sweeter touch, if... Surfing dogs isn't sweet enough. The competition doubled as a dog adoption event, and then all the proceeds went to local dog charities. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely, isn't it? I still wonder whether a natural place for a dog is on a surfboard.
They look
especially
happy.
After it's been abandoned by its parents.
Animal news.
It's not
animal news.
It's not.
You can't speak because you need to press the button.
It's not.
Stop it.
The music ran out.
Yeah, I know. Press it. Mm. Stop being tedious. And when I say that, I mean across the whole show.
It's just rewinding.
That's not a thing. It's an iPad.
Animal news.
It wasn't just abandoned dogs on the surface.
You said it was a dog adoption event.
No, so they were trying to get dogs adopted at the event as well.
Yeah, but who would adopt?
So these weren't even abandoned dogs.
No,
they're trying to steal dogs from parents and give them to someone else.
There's no theft. Stop trying to be controversial. It's all lovely.
After putting them on a surfboard, they don't want to go to.
No, you look at the pictures. They look really happy.
Yeah,
and I know that you wouldn't be able to force a dog on there.
It's not a natural place for a dog on a surfboard, though, is it? I mean, you'd have to nail it down.
No, you don't have to nail
it down.
So you've got to somehow attach your dog.
We're not advocating this event.
I'm against nailing dogs to surfboards. Let me make that absolutely clear. In case that was an issue. I'm against it. I'm very much against it. And I'm against attaching any animal to a surfboard by using a hammer. Just so we're clear.
Good.
All right. Got another one?
And this was around last week.
Oh.
But I thought this was a really good story, so I thought I'd mention it. You may or may not have heard about it. The parrot... Have you heard about the parrot?
I've heard of a parrot.
Yeah, that's a pub.
Nope, not a pub. Parrot. So a parrot managed to order some gift bags using Amazon's Alexa device.
There was a story about
it. Did we talk about this on or off air?
May have been on air. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Buddy, the African grey, managed to mimic his owner Corin's voice.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, a parcel turned up. Corin's like,
yeah,
where's this come from? And she's like to her husband, what have you been ordering? Is this you?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And then they were thinking and thinking and thinking. Turned out it was Buddy.
Yeah. We did talk about it, remember now, not in the animal news, it was in the paper review, because it was in the paper.
Yeah, it was.
And I suggested that what they would, if you owned a parrot, what you'd get a lot of, if you had an Alexa and a parrot, is loads of pairs of tights.
Why?
Pretty Polly! Because they make tights, don't they?
What about crackers?
Do parrots say crackers?
Polly wants a cracker.
Polly wants a cracker!
Yeah, it's a famous catchphrase. Apparently Buddy also mimics the cat. What noise do you think that would be, John?
What does the cat order?
No, like, makes cat noises. Can you do an impression of a parrot doing an impression of a cat?
That's quite good.
Yeah, she was. Exceeded my
expectations. Maybe this is your calling, John. Animals, impressions of animals doing other impressions. Animals. Can you do a cow doing an impression of a dog? No, it's just that one and it turns
Animal News.
Thank you, Victoria, for Animal News.
It's okay.
All right. Now we better very quickly give you the answer to this.
This is Toilet Pot!
Earlier in the show, then, we launched Toddler Pops for you. We spoke to a 7-year-old, Maisie, about the news. She then played a song on a toy xylophone. Sounded a bit like this.
What are you doing down there on the floor?
I'm bending the knee, John. Like those NFL players in America.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, the ones protesting against police brutality.
Trump called them sons of...
Yeah, we know what he called them, don't we? Thank you. But it's because they don't want to do the national anthem. He says they're unpatriotic.
They're like Jeremy Corbyn. He famously doesn't like our national anthem, does he?
Well, that is true, isn't it? Because once he stood silent and refused to say it at the Battle of Britain Memorial.
Exactly. Although I think he hasn't got the strength to stand due to being half vegan.
I think we should...
play a tune.
Of guesses in for that. I thought it was an easy one. Cornelius, whom has guessed?
Well, a big congratulations to Stephen Adams, Silent Disco Simon, Marbridge.
Hang on, Silent Disco Simon says, was it System of a Down?
Oh, yeah, no, Chop, you're wrong. Suey. Sorry, I don't know why it was on my paper.
And it wasn't that. So.
Apologies, no, you were wrong.
Yeah. It also wasn't, Jeremy, My Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
I think these people are... pranking us, John.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't Cop Killer by Body Count.
No. Boo.
Who got it right, Cornelius?
As I said, Marbridge, Stephen Adams, Nat Kimber, Dave Stevenson, Rick in Lincoln, and Gary McColl.
There's a lot of people getting it right today. Loads and loads and loads and loads and loads. Well done. It was, of course, this.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song
easy
and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart.
Enough of that. No, we know what it is. Thank you. We've all got it. Right, that's fine. So that's what it was. Of course, it was Hey Jude. Well done. There's this business now. Who, out of everybody that got it right, out of the great big pile of people, Cornelius will just now pick someone at random. They'll get the I chose correctly guessed the toddler thing certificate thing.
It's Rick in Lincoln.
Rick in Lincoln.
Rick, Marta will give you a call now and ask for your email address.
If you give it to her, you will receive a PDF, a poor quality PDF, that you must print off and write your own name on and display proudly upon your wall or mantelpiece. That's Toddler Pops. In the next bit of the programme, well, you know about the NFL. We've been talking about that, the bending of the knee to protest against... you're right, Cornish.
Yeah.
People suffering police brutality in America and so forth. Well, we've been looking at that story quite a lot today. But is the name of... Is the thing on a list the name of a band, or is it the name of some NFL, some American football terminology? We'll have a game of band or NFL terminology next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. That is the rankest thing I have ever...
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
I'm a dead man!
Tim, Mudston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated Home Plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
60% off all Wren kitchens and an AEG dishwasher for just £179, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry! Dishwasher offer ends tonight at 8 p.m.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Perform in Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester, still 2 lanes closed and queuing traffic due to recovery work and a fuel spillage. It's on the M62 westbound between Junction 21 and Junction 20 for Rochdale, with congestion still back to Junction 22. Elsewhere in Derbyshire, 1 lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M1 northbound between Junction 29A and Junction 30 for Worksop. And in Warwickshire, 1 lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident with 3 cars involved. It's on the M42 southbound between Junction 9 and Junction 8 for the M6. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Thompson is changing to TUI, the new name in holidays. We'll offer the same personal service and hand-picked hotels, plus so much more. We cross the T's, dot the I's, and put you in the middle. TUI, discover your smile. Atoll protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning. From 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon if you're just joining us. By the way, Sam Delaney today on Drive from 4 o'clock will be coming live, if the equipment works, from the Labour Party conference in Brighton. Much to talk about there. We've been talking about it, of course, this issue of not discussing Brexit, the credit card debt. John McDonnell has said that under Labour, no one will pay more in interest than their original loan. They're also calling for an end to PFI contracts, saying they will bring all of those contracts that were so prevalent under the Tories years ago.
I have a question.
Oh, do you?
Does that mean now's a really
Sorry,
good...
you haven't got your hand up. Cornelius.
Does that mean now's a really good time to get into lots of credit card debt?
No.
Because you won't have to pay it back?
No, there's never a good time for that.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Just checking.
Yeah. That's going on. The NFL we've been hearing about, we'll hear more of that in a moment, of course. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Ich kann nicht meinen Kopf in Hirn.
Thank you.
It's German.
German, because of news. News, Angela Merkel.
You should have mentioned it. Very I forgot good. To tell you.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I'll do it again if you like. Plus, Angela Merkel, of course, is in government again for a historic fourth term. It's all very complicated.
Oh, ich kann nicht meinen Kopf in Hirn.
Nobody can, Cornelius, but it's all right because we are here to help. We take the news and we examine it using Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
German nationalist, do well in election, I bet Julia's thrilled.
The news in haiku. Then here we go with today's Monday quiz. It's a game of band or NFL terminology. The National Football League in America, of course, very much in the news for all of the bendy, bendy knee stuff. But what better way to distill that story down into a ludicrous, pointless game? On the phone now is Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Hello, Jake. Hi, how are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thanks, Jake. What do you do, Jake? Where are you?
I'm a waiter, and I'm in Manchester.
A waiter in Manchester. Good. And how long have you been a waiter, Jake?
Too long.
Too long. Good answer. All right, fine. Look, we're running out of time, speaking of things that go on too long. So we're going to... What's your knowledge of bands like? What's your music skills, Jake?
If it entered the Eurovision, I'll probably know what I'm doing.
Okay, that's not going to help you. And your knowledge of national US football?
Is that the one with the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then I know... Nothing.
Good.
Well, let's, you know of the Super Bowl.
Let's see. Yeah, that's a start, certainly. Let's see how you fare, Jake, in a game of band, because you know they're in the news. So it's a game of band or NFL terminology. You'll be playing against Cornelius here in the studio.
Hi there, Jake. Hello.
Hi.
Assistant producer Marta is keeping scores. And we will, let's play band or NFL. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. Alphabetical order, of course, as regular listeners know. Jake versus Cornelius. Jake first. There you go. So ears down, gentlemen. Here comes the quiz. Jake, is this a band or NFL terminology? Blitz.
Band.
No, it's NFL terminology. It's a defence move, a blitz.
Oh,
yeah, I know. We're all learning. We're all learning together, Jay. Button hook.
Button hook.
Yeah.
I'm going to go NFL terminology.
It's right. It's a straight upfield run. Mm. Coffin corner, Jake.
Band.
Oh, it's NFL again. It's a corner by the end zone.
Mm. Oh.
I know. Chimney crow, Cornelius.
Chimney crow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go band.
It's right, actually. That's annoying.
Annoying.
Yeah. Crack block, Jake.
NFL?
Yes. Good, yeah. It's an illegal block. Very good. Quarterback, Cornelius.
Well, that's definitely NFL. Yeah, is it banned as well?
No, it is just NFL as far as I know.
So, okay.
Razorback.
Band?
Is a band, very good. Nickelback.
I thought you were going to go Razorlight. band.
Yeah. Jake, Razorlight. It's not really the one.
Oh, they did America, didn't they? Band.
Yeah, it is a band. I'm going to give you a bonus 20 points for that, actually.
Why?
Well,
I best get the opportunity to win a bonus 20
Let's see how well
points.
You do. Here's your go, Cornelius. Deer hoof.
I'm going to go for terminology.
No, it's a band.
Okay, well, that wasn't my 20 points.
No, it wasn't, no. Camel toe. Band or NFL terminology?
I really hope that's a band.
It is a band, yeah. Twink.
Twink. Yeah. I'm going to go band.
It's a band, yeah.
Yeah. 20 points.
Can you take a point off Cornelius there? Just
why?
I don't know. Flex bone, Jake.
NFL.
Yeah. Blocking shed, Cornelius.
Band.
No, it's practice equipment. It's a blocking shed. Flea flicker.
NFL.
Yes, NFL. A flea flicker is a trick play. It's a back pass to the quarterback. Very good. Cornelius, bean flicker.
band.
Yes! It's a band here, very good. Something to do with baked beans flicking competitions
okay.
that they have
yeah,
in the States of America. They to see who can get it the furthest. Fumble Rooski.
That can't be real. NFL.
It is NFL. It is. It's a quarterback. when he places the ball on the ground, it's called a Fumble Rooski. Sleepy Time Gorilla Movement, Cornelius.
Band.
Here's a band. And finally, Jake, muffled punt.
Excuse me?
A muffled punt.
NFL.
It's NFL, it's absolutely right, yeah. Fairly self-explanatory. Right, we're running out of time, so very quickly, let's go over to Martin
really?
And find out what the score...
You didn't have enough time for my one in that round.
Shut up.
I did. That was perfectly...
Jake got one more.
We got to go.
All right, then, wildcat offence.
Band.
No, NFL. So another 10 points off Cornelius there.
Okay. So Cornelius has minus 16.
Yes.
That's stupid.
And Jake has 28.
Well done, Jake. Congratulations. Yeah. Well done, Jake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Band or NFL? There it is. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Sam Delaney's show today, Drive on Talk Radio, coming live from Brighton, the Labour Party conference, of course, as we've been talking about this afternoon, and I think he's talking to us live from there now. Hello, Sam
Delaney.
Hello, John. There he is.
I am here.
Good.
I am in Brighton. I have got a stick of rock, and I'm having a right good old time of it by the seaside.
Has anyone kissed you quick, by the way?
Loads of people.
Good news.
Diane Abbott,
yeah.
Angela Rayner,
yeah.
Very popular amongst left-wing ladies
yeah.
of a certain age. And so that's been exciting. We've had a great time. Quite a few of the Talk Radio gang are down here.
Yeah.
And we've got a brilliant show coming up. Guests will include Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell, former Shadow Chancellor Alan Johnson, Russell Brand,
right.
and various other very interesting people to talk all about the future of the Labour Party. Whether or not their wars are over now, Jeremy Corbyn has proved all his critics wrong. Not sure that's the case. I think there could be a Brexit row brewing this week, but
yep.
we'll bring you all of that over the next 3 hours.
Any news on our boss, Denny, who went missing for hours?
We have located him.
Yeah.
He is back
yeah.
with a story that is slightly spurious about a broken phone.
Nice.
I will bring you more about that as we'll continue to scrutinise his alibi very thoroughly.
Quite right, too. Thank you, Sam Delaney, with you for Drive next. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.